experience these guys got here in the fall. But we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in and the Mad Cardinals on top 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, comes set, kicks, fires it, breaking ball, swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball, flips the second out there, on to first, double play, 6-4-3. Mendelaria looking for the lead on a 2-2 with two on, swinging a ground ball, it gets through the left side. Let's see if they wave him in. They will. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. Swings in, lines one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder. He'll watch it bounce off the wall. First pitch swinging, Logan Winder ends up at second base with a stand-up double. The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Another perfect day for baseball in Missouri's Parkland. AM 800 KREI, MIMOinfo.com. As the Mineral Area College Cardinals host the North Central Pirates in a pivotal Region 16 matchup here today. Good afternoon, I'm Glenn Johnson. I will have the call as the 23-20 Cardinals on a 7-game winning streak take on the struggling 8-33 North Central Pirates, who are on a 2-game winning streak but have lost 12 out of 14 games. They were losers of 12 straight before sweeping Missouri Valley's junior varsity in their last outing. Mineral Area is throwing Jeremy Reddick today, right-hander out of Waterloo, Illinois, 5-4 record, making his ninth start of the season in his 11th appearance. 5.40 ERA, 28 strikeouts, 18 walks for Jeremy Reddick. He will go up against Anthony Hoove from North Central out of Curacao, Willemstad, Curacao. He's a transfer sophomore. He's 1-6, a 7.93 ERA. He can strike him out with 43 strikeouts on the year, but also issues free passes, 37 walks allowed in 36 innings of work so far. 40 runs, 32 of them have been earned. Mineral Area versus North Central in a perfect day for baseball. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Blue skies abound. 330 out to left field is Hal Lowry Field. 375 to left center. Deepest part of the yard is dead center field, 380 feet away, 345 to right center, and 300 the short porch out in right field. Mineral Area versus North Central today, and we'll have the first game of the doubleheader right here on AM 800 KREI. When we come back in 1 minute, we'll hear from the Mineral Area baseball coach Blake Jones, joins us next on the Talk of the Parkland.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of the mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, Moorman. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
We're at Hal Lowry Field for the KREI pregame show this afternoon. Blake Jones joins us now, Mineral Area College baseball coach. Coach, you got a great day for baseball here today.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It's going to be awesome. And then North Central coming in. This is definitely a winnable series, but that doesn't mean they're going to come in and hand you this series. You got to take care of business.
No, absolutely not. Any team that comes in, you can't take them lightly. Baseball is different than any other sport in that aspect. I mean, if guys don't show up, you know, anything can happen.
Considering the standings right now, how much weight are you putting on this? Because you're four games out from St. Louis for that four spot. They've got a tough series this weekend. And Crowder, this, like we said, is winnable for you. So you've got to gain some ground here against North Central.
Yeah, we do. We need to take care of business this weekend. And Hopefully give us a chance going into, you know, a series next weekend with St. Louis and have a chance of getting one of those top four seeds.
You know, you played a great couple of games against Southeastern Illinois earlier this week. Got some momentum behind you coming into this one. 7-game winning streak. You're probably feeling pretty good about the way you're playing.
Yeah, we do. We've been throwing the baseball a lot better. That's been the biggest thing, I think. You know, our arms have definitely kind of turned the corner and have been doing a really good job for us. And we've been playing good ball up until that Crowder and Jeffco stretch, and it's nice to see us get back on a little bit of run. Hopefully we can carry that through the weekend.
Jeremy Reddick on the hill today. He's one of your top guys. What do you need to see out of him today?
He's gonna fill up the zone. Guys make plays behind him. We're going to be in good shape. Hopefully put up a few runs early and kind of take the pressure off. But we kind of know what to expect out of Jeremy. I think he's had kind of one rough outing this year for us, but other than that, he's pretty consistent.
How does the pitching shape up over the next three games of the series? Logan Winder, Chase Foyt, all those guys ready to go?
Yeah, Kenton Crawford's going to go game two today, and then tomorrow Foyt's going to have game one and Winder's going to have game two.
Okay, so that works out pretty well. What do you know about their starter that they're throwing out here today?
Absolutely nothing. I know their pitching numbers aren't good, but who knows? You know, like I said, it's a weird game. Anybody can kind of shut down anybody any day, and hopefully we come out and we can take care of business.
Any injuries that we need to know about? I know earlier in the season you lost Connor Forsyth. Is he going to be back at all, or do you know that yet?
Yeah, we got word on Connor. He's still going to be another 2 weeks in the boot. So it's tough for us because Connor was a big piece for us. I mean, you know, he was middle of the order bat, and then he was also an arm for us on the mound. So it's a guy that we definitely needed back, and I don't know if that's going to happen. So right now we're healthy other than him.
Grant Dix earlier in the season moved over to first base, and he's a guy that can play all over the place. Did you move him so you could get guys in at third base, or did you feel like he would just be better at first?
He's been a little better at first. He don't have a ton of range. Cullen's done a really good job for us at third base. Very, very good defensive player. That's a spot on the field. You know, it's kind of like shortstop spot at this level. I mean, you got to have a guy that can play third. And Cullen's done a really good job of that. And I think it's kind of loosened Grant up, too, not having to worry about making the throw across the infield. And he's done a really good job for us at the one bag.
Coach, good luck today against North Central.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Blake Jones here on the KREI pregame show. First pitch coming up.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or a certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Welcome back to Hal Lowry Field on AM 800 KREI. We're 7 minutes in front of 1 o'clock. Mineral Area College taking on North Central College out of Trenton, Missouri in a doubleheader this afternoon. Now, this game originally scheduled for 2 o'clock on the Mineral Area and North Central websites. The game got moved to 1 o'clock as per usual for the junior college Saturday afternoon games. However, that word did not reach the umpires, so the umpires will not be here on time here today. They're still going to start the game probably around 1:15, 1:20, but certainly will not be on time for a 1 o'clock start because the umpires are not here.
So while we wait for the umpires, I can go ahead and run down the starting lineup and give you a little bit of information about what's going on around Region 16, such as Jefferson College playing a doubleheader today against St. Charles Community College, and that's on our sister station in Festus, 1400 KJFF. Jeffco, the two seed in the region as it stands right now, St. Charles sitting in last place. Let's start off, though, with giving you the lineup, and we'll start with North Central. Derek Hussey leads things off and plays center field. Dennis Pogue bats second and plays left field. He is out of Farmington, Missouri, former Farmington Knight. Landon Figg bats third and plays first base. The DH is Stefan Vidal, and he cleans it up. Ruby Angelo Mingelli, he is batting fifth as the catcher. Cameron Dean bats sixth in right field. Jared Corbett batting seventh as the shortstop. Smith Kemper called one of his games in a state championship a couple of years ago against Valley Catholic. He's out of South Callaway. That was his sophomore season, maybe his freshman season in high school. Here he is now in college and playing third base for the North Central Pirates and batting eighth. And then Brindley Martina bats ninth as the second baseman. For North Central, it's Hussey, Pogue, Figg, Vidal, Mingelli, Dean, Corbett, Kemper, Martina, with Anthony Hoove on the hill, starting for Coach Donnie Hillerman. Mineral Area, their starting lineup as follows. Chase Erhan leads it off and plays left field. Tim Fox bats second and plays short. Batting third, Ryan Bouse, the second baseman. Josh Haggerty cleans it up in center field. Hayden Strobel batting fifth, playing right field. Grant Dix is the first baseman. He'll bat in the sixth spot. Logan Bax is the catcher, batting seventh. Will Womble couldn't keep his bat out of the lineup. He will DH today, hit in the eighth spot. And Cullen Stockley is batting ninth and playing third base. Jeremy Reddick is the pitcher, not in the hitting lineup with the DH in play. For Mineral Area, it's Erhan, Fox, Bouse, Haggerty, Strobel, Dix, Bax, Womble, and Stockley. We've got plenty more in this extended pregame show coming up from Hal Lowry Field at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. We'll take a two-minute timeout and bring it back right after this on AM 800.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom vroom mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of the mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, more man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Welcome back on AM 800 KREI, MIMOinfo.com, Hal Lowry Field. We're in an extended pregame show right now as Mineral Area College is set to take on North Central here today. Big Region 16 showdown between these two teams because Mineral Area still needs to jump into that top four spot to host in the Region 16 tournament in the sub-region. Mineral Area is sitting at 10-10 right now. St. Louis is 14-6 in the region. Good thing for Mineral Area is that St. Louis still has to play Crowder. The series starts today. They'll play today and tomorrow against the Crowder Rough Riders. Crowder sitting in first place right now at 16-4. Mineral Area knows all about that. Crowder came to Park Hills and Farmington and swept Mineral Area earlier this year. So the Cardinals will hate to say it, be Rough Rider fans this weekend as they take on St. Louis in a big series there. If Mineral Area can gain some ground, even just one game, and even if they don't gain a game and it stays at this four-game deficit going into the St. Louis series next week, Mineral Area would control their own destiny. But the closer you can get, the better, because you don't want to have to rely on needing a sweep against St. Louis next weekend. It will be an uphill battle for Mineral Area to try to host, but they certainly have a chance to do so. The standings are as follows. Crowder in first place at 16-4. Jeffco right behind at 15-5. But Jeffco's schedule, pretty easy. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them leapfrog Crowder to get that one seed. Jeffco's 15-5 in the region, but they've got St. Charles and North Central to close out Region 16 play. Maplewood's 14-6. St. Louis 14-6. And those two teams split in the regular season. So a lot going to happen between now and the end of the season to figure out who gets the 3-4 seed as well. Maplewood still has to play Three Rivers and Crowder, and St. Louis plays Crowder and Mack. Mack sitting in fifth at 10-10 with North Central and St. Louis still to go. Three Rivers 5-15. They'll play Maplewoods and St. Charles. North Central 4-16. They've got Mack and Jeffco, and St. Charles sitting at 2-18 in the region, taking on Jeffco and Three Rivers. So St. Louis at Crowder today and tomorrow. Jeffco taking on St. Charles today and then at St. Charles tomorrow. First game of that St. Charles doubleheader can be heard on 1400 KJFF. They're likely underway right now on AM 1400. Maplewoods is at Three Rivers today and tomorrow. North Central is here in Park Hills today and tomorrow. Pitching matchup between Mineral Area and North Central. It's a pair of right-handers on the mound. Jeremy Reddick at 5-4, making his 11th appearance, ninth start. And he has had a decision in all but one appearance this year, having that 5-4 record. 5.40 ERA, still a number he wants to get down. 48 and a third innings of work, 34 runs, 29 earned. 28 strikeouts on the year, 18 walks. He has allowed 3 home runs. Defense tends to play pretty good behind Jeremy Reddick with just a few unearned runs that he's allowed this year, just 5. For Anthony Hoove out of Williamstead, Curacao, he's a transfer, another right-hander, 1-6 and a 7.93 ERA, 36 and a third innings of work with 40 runs allowed. 32 of those have been earned, 43 strikeouts, 37 walks, and he has given up 7 home runs this year. He's making his 10th appearance. He's also making his 10th start for the North Central Pirates, who are 8-33, winners of 2 straight, but losers of 12 straight before that coming in. They're hungry for a victory and a region victory against Mineral Area College this weekend, and they would love to play spoiler to Mineral Area, who's still trying to climb in the standings. Region 16 tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. We know that the sub-region top 4 teams will host in that first round. Then whoever comes out of there, the top 4 teams advancing from the sub-region, go to Joplin, and they'll play a tournament there, and winner moves on. The losers are done for the year. So we're coming to the end of a fantastic baseball season here pretty soon. Mineral Area trying to keep it going, win their first ever Region 16 baseball title. If you're just joining us, the umpires will be late to the park today, so that's why we're still not playing baseball at 2 minutes past 1 o'clock on AM 800 KREI and MIMOinfo.com. Blake Jones, the head coach of Mineral Area, coming over and letting me know that 1:10 is now the scheduled start time, so that's not too bad. We'll be able to continue our pregame coverage until first pitch comes. Right now, though, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back in 2 more minutes. Keep it on AM 800.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
As to be expected on a beautiful day, a good contingency of fans on hand to watch a Mineral Area College and North Central College doubleheader today from Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills. Just barely a breeze blowing, but just blowing enough to keep it nice and cool outside, perfect temperatures, and just a few white scattered clouds in the sky, mostly blue skies overhead in Park Hills, Missouri. Jeremy Reddick on the hill for Mineral Area today. Fastball, curveball, changeup, slider type of pitcher. He likes to pitch to his defense. He can strike out batters from time to time, but he likes to pitch to contact and let that defense go to work behind him. And he'll go up against a North Central lineup that has scored 190 runs on the season through 41 games, batting 271 as a team, on base at 355, slugging 372. 21 home runs yanked out of the park by these North Central Pirates. On the flip side of that, Mineral Area through 43 games has scored 296 runs, 308 team batting average, 391 on base, 419 slugging, and just 14 home runs for Mineral Area, so not as much of a power hitting team. North Central seems to be more all or nothing. At least that's how the numbers bear out with that lineup. North Central coming to Park Hills today out of Trenton, Missouri, and right now sitting in seventh place in the Region 16 standings ahead of St. Charles, and it's looking like they'll be locked into that seventh spot as they go into the Region 16 tournament. We're going to be starting a little bit late this afternoon. The umpires are going to get here at 1:10, and then this game will get started right around 10 minutes after 1 o'clock this afternoon on AM 800. Let's take a look at some of the top batters, though, in the North Central lineup. And leading them in most offensive categories is Landon Figg. He's out of Lafayette County High School. Wears number 23 on his back. He's a sophomore infielder. 10 doubles on the year, 5 home runs, 34 RBIs, and a 371 batting average. All of those numbers lead the team. So he looks like he'll be tough to contend with here today. And Figg hits in the 3 spot in the North Central order for Donnie Hillerman. Batting 333, and also very good numbers, is Derek Hussey, the center fielder and leadoff batter. Leads the team in triples, also leads the team in walks. Gets on base at a good clip at 432, and also leads the team in steals. 13 steals, he's been caught 5 times. Cameron Dean's a player to watch out for. He's got some extra base hits on the year, 3 doubles and a triple, 8 RBIs, and batting average right around 243. And then Brindley Martina is a guy who looks like he could be prone to the strikeout. Leads the team in strikeouts with 30 on the season. He is a freshman infielder, also out of Curacao. A few Curacao bat players on this North Central roster. You've got Ruby Angelo Mengele, Brindley Martina, and then the starting pitcher, Hoove, all from Willemstad, Curacao, and the starter right-hander in his sophomore season for the North Central Pirates. Let's look at Mineral Area's numbers, and still batting over 400 three-quarters of the way through the season is Ryan Bouse, 406 batting average. That well leads the team, and then 42 RBIs. He's 6 ahead of Josh Haggerty in that department as well. He is having an all-region type of season for sure. Chase Erhan leads the team in home runs with 5, 23 walks leads the team, 18 stolen bases leads the team as well. He's been caught just 3 times, and he's hitting 331 at the top of the order, and he's getting on base at a 423 clip. Josh Haggerty leads the team in triples with 3. The batting average, not as high as he'd like, but still respectable at 267. 3 home runs, 36 RBIs, 19 walks on the year, which is 2nd on the team behind Chase Erhan. Grant Dix has got his offensive numbers up this year. He's been moved over to first base, like you heard in the pregame interview with Blake Jones. 296 batting average with 19 RBIs and 6 extra base hits, 5 doubles and a triple. Good contributions from Logan Bax, Cullen Stockley, Tim Fox, and Hayden Strobel offensively. We'll start with Bax, who's got his offensive numbers up as well with a 388 batting average, not just a defensive catcher. The batting has really come to life for him. Also has walked us 9 times, struck out 22, but has 17, batted in 8 doubles on the year. Kellen Stockley had some great at-bats in the Southeastern Illinois win on Tuesday. He's hitting 271 now on the year with 10 runs batted in. Tim Fox, a great defensive shortstop. And if your shortstop can bat around 300 for you, he's doing his job, and he's hitting 296. So he's doing a pretty good job there. 2 triples and 1 home run on the season with 4 doubles. Hayden Strobel, he can play anywhere, especially on the corners, outfield, infield, playing right field most days, 355 batting average at 14 runs batted in, a couple of triples and 6 doubles. We are at 9 minutes past 1 o'clock as we wait for the umpires to get here and start this Region 16 doubleheader between the North Central Pirates and the Mineral Area College Cardinals. We'll come back in 2 minutes and see if we have first pitch on the way, which is brought to you by Crown Collision Center, Farmington. Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends, Highway 67 north of Farmington. We'll talk to you in 2 minutes on KRBI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's Mo?
Mo who? I don't know. I said Mo, like vroom vroom Mo. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Well, as we sit at 12 minutes past 1 o'clock, the start time of 1:10 was obviously a pipe dream here at Hal Lowry Field, so we still wait for the umpires, but we can't let you know that Maple Woods and Three Rivers, they're underway, and they're in the top of the second, and they have no score in that Region 16 matchup. Mineral Area hoping for a couple of Three Rivers wins there, which is, I'm sure, tough to swallow, but the Cardinals are also chasing Maple Woods in the Region 16 standing. More likely, though, that the Cardinals would catch St. Louis, especially since Mineral Area plays St. Louis next weekend and could possibly control their own destiny going into that series, depending on how this series goes. But Maplewood, Three Rivers tied, nothing. Top of the second inning. And that doubleheader is being played in Kansas City today. Let's get you the starting lineups one more time. This time we'll start with Mineral Area College. Chase Erhan leading it off and playing left field. Tim Fox bats second as the shortstop. Ryan Bouse, the three-hole hitting second baseman. Josh Haggerty cleaning up as the center fielder. Hayden Strobel playing right field, batting fifth. Grant Dix bats sixth at first base. Logan Batts batting seventh as the catcher. Will Womble batting eighth, designated hitter, and batting ninth is Cullen Stockley, the third baseman. Give you more on Will Womble in just a bit, as he has been so good coming off the bench that Blake Jones could no longer keep him out of the starting lineup. But for right now, let's go to the visiting a lineup in North Central where Derek Hussey leads it off and plays center field. Dennis Pogue out of Farmington, Missouri, bats second and plays left field. Landon Figg bats third as the first baseman. DH is Stefan Vidal. He's batting fourth. Ruby Angelo Mengele batting fifth and catching. Cameron Dean bats in the sixth spot playing right field. Jared Corbett batting seventh as the shortstop. Smith Kemper bats eighth, the third baseman. And Brindley Martina bats ninth and plays second base. Now back to Will Womble. In the season, he has put together mostly coming off the bench from Mineral Area. How about a .462 batting average, just three strikeouts, three walks, 10 RBIs. Now that is in limited opportunities, but he has done so well in those limited opportunities that you've got to give him a start now and then. One double on the season. He's been mostly dropping singles through there, and that is in 13 games played. So he'll get his 14th game today. 26 at bats and a .462 batting average. Good enough of a sample size for him to get the start as the designated hitter. Jeremy Reddick can just focus on the pitching while Womble bats, and he will bat in the eighth spot. The umpires are here now. We're just waiting for the teams to take the field, and we'll be ready to go at 15 minutes past 1 o'clock. One thing you can count on in junior college baseball is the game's probably not going to start in time. The last few have started about 5 minutes early. This game's going to start at least 15 minutes late. The Cardinals have taken the field. Let's get you the defense behind Jeremy Reddick, who's warming up now from the right side. It is Kellen Stockley at third, Tim Fox at short, Ryan Bowles at second, Grant Dix, the third baseman, Logan Bax is catching in the first game of the doubleheader. Chase Erhan playing left, Josh Haggerty in center. Hayden Strobel is in right field. Mineral Area's got the white uniforms on, white home uniforms, white pants without the pinstripe, white jerseys, red numbers, red letters, black ball caps with the white facing and the red cardinal head with the yellow beak on the facing of that cap. North Central has the gray uniforms on, some white and maybe black or black and gray camouflage under the armpits that mixes in with that gray, and then black numbers and letters, white pants with the black pinstripes. They are the visiting team looking to get their fifth Region 16 victory of the season. 4-16 region record, 8-33 overall record. Mineral Area 23-20 on the season and 10-10 inside the region, winners of seven straight. With that, first batter is set to head to the plate. Here comes Derek Hussey. First pitch brought to you by Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. Highway 67 north of Farmington on a perfect afternoon for some junior college baseball in Park Hills. Defense sets up straight away along the infield and shades the right-hander slightly to pull along the outfield. Digging in from the right side, here is Derek Hussey. And first pitch comes low for ball number one. First pitch comes at 1:17, 17 minutes late on the afternoon, but better than the 2 o'clock start. Here's a swing and a soft line drive into right field, down for a base hit, and the leadoff batter aboard for the North Central Pirates. Two pitches in our first batted ball. Not all that hard hit, but it gets between the first and second baseman on a little loop shot into right. Dennis Pogue batting second. A local product from Farmington, Missouri, stands in. Dennis, freshman, outfielder, batting .230 on the year, 14 walks, 20 strikeouts, 8 RBIs, 5 extra base hits, all of them doubles. He stands from the right side and wears number 6, just like he did in high school, and takes ball number 1. Steps out, looks down to his third base coach, Coach Hillerman, and steps right back in. Middle infield wants the double play ball. Jeremy Reddick comes set from the stretch. He kicks and fires, breaking ball outside, swung on, fouled off. 1-1. The hit and run was on. Hussey was off from first base. Dennis Pogue, then Figg, and then Vidal should bat this inning unless somebody hits into a double play. Grant Dix holding Hussey on over at first. New baseball in here for Jeremy Reddick. Jeremy with a 5-4 record on the season, tied for the team lead in wins. Squaring the bunt, Dennis Pogue drops it down nicely, bunts it back to the pitcher. The only play to go to first, sacrifice is good, and it goes 1-3. Hussey moves up to second base. Maybe a little bit surprised there that the bunt came so early, but Mineral Area at least got the out of it. 1-3 sacrifice. Hussey in scoring position for Figg, the most dangerous batter in the North Central lineup with a .371 average, 34 RBIs. Both lead the team. 5 home runs leads the team. 10 doubles leads the team. Left-hander versus right-hander, and here's a swing and a high pop-up on the infield. One pitch, and we might have an out. Second baseman camps under it. Bouse puts it away. That's a big out number two here in the top of the first inning. So far, Jeremy Reddick has thrown six pitches, retired two. Hussey still standing out there at second base, looking to score the first run of the ball game. Now Vidal stands in. Vidal swings it from the right side as well. Stefan, another one of those Curacao players. No batting gloves on as he taps a bat head on the plate. Crowds the plate a tad. Slightly open batting stance from the right side. Jeremy Reddick working from the stretch. Brings home his seventh pitch at the top of the first inning. Breaking ball downstairs for ball number one. That was the curve. Again, he's got four pitches that he relies on. He's got a curve. He's got a slider. He's got that changeup and a fastball. And he mixes it up well, making the fastball look like it's coming in there a little bit faster than the radar would indicate. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and this one's on the inner corner, called a strike, evens things up. One ball, one strike. Brought to you by Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve, Crown Collision Center Farmington, and New Era Bank in Farmington. Junior college baseball on the talk of the Parkland. Stefan Vidal, the designated hitter at the plate with a runner at second base, no score, top of the first, swinging a line drive the opposite way, foul. That gets over the bullpen and out of play. Pitch got in on him, jammed him a bit, but he muscled it off. But couldn't keep it anywhere close to in play. One ball, two strikes, two down. And Jeremy Reddick gets another new baseball this inning. The plays at first along the infield with a runner at second. Nothing our score in a game that got underway 17 minutes late this afternoon. Time is called. Vidal steps right back out. Vidal hitting 254 on the year, looking for his 10th RBI. Here's the pitch. Sails outside for a ball. 2-2. So he's sitting at 9 RBIs. Does have a couple of home runs, a couple of doubles, 16 total base hits to go along with that 254 batting average. He awaits the 2-2 pitch from Reddick, and the breaking ball goes outside again. Good spot to put that pitch. See if he would offer at it. Low and outside. He would not go fishing. Count runs full. 3-2 with two down. Mengele on deck. The payoff from Jeremy Reddick. He kicks and brings it home, and it's upstairs for ball number four. The walk puts runners at first and second base. A base hit and a free pass issued this inning from Jeremy. Reddick just his 19th walk allowed this year. So Ruby Angelo, Mengele, the catcher, stands in from the right side. Wears a number 28 on his back with a 323 batting average. One triple, three home runs, 17 RBIs. Good-looking batter in the five spot. And he takes a pitch right down Broadway for a called strike, 0-1. Reddick trying to get to two games above 500. Another pitcher that's come on as of late who will not start today, Logan Winder, another Farmington product. He's done a good job. He's two games over 500 now. Maybe a little bit slower of a start on the mound to the season than what he wanted, but he seems to have come into his own. Pitched a shutout on Tuesday against Southeastern Illinois. Here comes the 1-1. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Fox bobbles it, picks it back up, then flips to the second baseman covering the second base bag and gets the fielder's choice put out 6-4. Stranding 2, North Central cannot push home a run. No score as we go to the bottom of the first from Hal Lowry Field on AM 800 KREI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed-rate or adjustable-rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North Central threatens but cannot score in the top of the first inning, so we go to the bottom of the first. AM 800 KREI, MIMOinfo.com. Scoreless game. Mineral Area will bat for the first time. Chase Erhan, Tim Fox, Ryan Bouse to start things off. Josh Haggerty, if anybody can reach, in the starting pitcher on the hill right now for North Central, Anferny Hoove. That's Anferny, A-N-F-E-R-N-Y, last name H-O-E-V-E. Yes, I had to get a pronunciation on that from Coach Hillerman beforehand. He is 1-6 on the year, making his 10th appearance and 10th start on the season, 7.93 ERA. 40 runs, 32 of those have been earned. 43 strikeouts, 37 walks, 7 home runs allowed. And here's a guy who can hit some home runs, leads the team, Chase Erhan, 5 bombs this year, freshman out of Cape Notre Dame High School. Leads the team in walks, which is good for your leadoff batter, and leads the team in steals, meaning he's wreaking havoc when he gets on base. Here's the pitch to the left-hander, and it is down and a little bit too far inside for ball number one. Missed his spot, so therefore did not get the call on the pitch. 1-0. The next one from the right-hander to the left-hander. That one's going to miss up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. And again, Hoove has been vulnerable to issuing walks this season, 37 of them allowed this year, not getting off to a good start behind Chase Erhan. The 2-0 pitch just caught the upper outer corner on a fastball, and it popped the glove of the catcher, Mengele. Pitcher, catcher, and second baseman all out of Curacao for North Central. 2 balls, 1 strike with Fox on deck. Chase Erhan at the plate, and the same pitch, same result. Called strike on the fastball, maybe not as much velocity that time, but he guided it in there, and it's 2-2. Infield straight away, outfield straight away for the left-handed batter. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and here it comes. This one tails outside on the two-seam fastball, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Defense behind Hoove, Kemper at third, Corbett at short, Martina at second, Fig over at first. Mengele is the catcher. Give you their outfield after this 3-2 pitch to Chase Erhan to start the bottom of the first inning. And it comes to the plate, swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Outfield, Dennis Pogue in left, Derek Hussey in center field, and Cameron Dean is in right field. He's from Grandview High School, but not the Grandview in Hillsboro, the one on the other side of the state, the town of Grandview and Grandview High School. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Erhan. It's outside for ball number 4. Leadoff batter aboard for Mineral Area in the bottom of the first inning. Erhan takes his team-leading 24th walk of the season. And it brings up Tim Fox. 2 spots kind of been a rotating door for the Mineral Area lineup this season. They tried Logan Bax there. They've tried some power hitters there like Tony La Russa used to do. Now they're going to more of a back control type of batter in the 2 spot in Tim Fox. And Fox has rewarded the coach with a pretty good season offensively. He's going to try to drop down a bunt, but he pops it up to the third baseman. So as soon as I praised him, he makes a tough out right there. Could not get the job done and move the runner up to second base. Pop fly out. Kemper coming on to glove it. 5 unassisted put out right there with 1 down. And now here's Bouse, Ryan Bouse, batting from the right side. 406 batter this year. And again, that number has come down from midseason when he was batting over 460. Pitched downstairs for a ball. He was batting 406 to start the Southeastern Illinois series on Tuesday. Kept that number right at 406. But how about some of these numbers? Eye-popping 42 runs batted in. And he's a doubles hitter, man. 19 doubles on the season. Nobody on his team even close to him. The closest, Josh Haggerty with 11. Chase Erhan has 10. 8 walks, 17 strikeouts, so he likes to swing the bat, but when you can swing it like him, why not? Just let him swing away. Getting on base at a .431 mark and a slugging percentage at .559. Be very surprised if he's not named an all-region baseball player for Blake Jones' Mineral Area Cardinals this year. First pitch was ball 1. The second pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to right field, but definitely playable. Coming in, Dean, he camps under it for the second out of the inning. Pitch was dropping quickly as Bouse swung through it, kind of golfed at it, got underneath of it. That touched the atmosphere up high and finally came down to Dean. Haggerty, the batter. Josh hitting .267, team leading 3 triples, 3 home runs, 36 RBIs. Here's a check on the runner, throw down to first base, but it gets away from the first baseman. And that allows Erhan to get up to second. Miscue there, first one of the game. Simple check on the runner goes awry, and now Josh Haggerty has an RBI chance. 36 runs batted in this year for the sophomore out of Cape Notre Dame in the future, Southeast Missouri State Redhawk. Coming from the stretch, Hoove kicks and delivers. Runner goes from second to third, and he's there easily as the ball gets by the catcher. It'll be a stolen ball. For Erhan, and he gets his 19th of the season. The pitch was ball number 1. So Erhan now 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the ball game. 19 steals for Chase Erhan. And you get on base, good things happen. Mineral Area's got a chance to strike first here in the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty at the plate. Left-hander facing the right-hander. Wide open batting stance from the left side. Here comes the pitch. That one catches the outer corner. Called a strike. 1-1. Anthony Hoove kind of living on the outside right now. Not a whole lot of inside pitches, especially to the left-handers. Of course, we've only seen the four batters so far. Two of them have been lefties. Here's the 1-1, and this one's downstairs. Two balls and one strike. Haggerty's a guy that can hit to all fields. Best bet would be to try to maybe brush him back at least once or twice over the course of an at-bat and not let him sit comfortable on that outside pitch. And he comes in on in there and gets him to swing through a fastball on the inside. Good pitch. Two balls, two strikes with two down. Josh Haggerty now needing to protect. Checking his defense, Hoof steps back on the rubber. Erhan got to second base on the error and then gets to third base, stealing third. Plus the fastball from the catcher didn't help North Central's situation there. Two balls, two strike pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left side, opposite way, and we stay at 2-2. Half past 1 o'clock from Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills. Couldn't have asked for a better day for baseball. Green grass glowing brightly here at Hal Lowry. No breeze to speak of right now. The American flag beyond the center field wall, sitting still beyond the 380-foot mark. Breaking ball downstairs, and that is ball three. Pretty good break on that pitch. Looked to be 12-6 or 11-5 and fell downstairs. Good eye by Haggerty not to go after it. Three balls, two strikes with Erhan over at third base. Mineral Area looking for the first lead of the game here in the bottom of the first. Right now, no score. Each team getting their leadoff a batter aboard here in this first inning. Here's the 3-2, swinging a ground ball, tap to the shortstop. Over is Corbett. He throws across his body to first, and he gets him by a step. 6-3 put out, and Mineral Area strands the base runner at third base. No score. We'll go to the second in 60 seconds. You're listening to Junior College Baseball on Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KRBI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASE and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rockin' rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
No score between Mineral Area and North Central. Jeremy Reddick back on the hill to start the second inning of work. And first pitch called a strike to Cameron Dean. 6-7-8 due up for North Central. Dean, Corbett, then Kemper. Jeremy Reddick throws pitch number 16 in there for a strike. Here's number 17, breaking ball, also a called strike. Left it up in the zone, but good break on it, and it caught him looking. Now 0-2, Cameron Dean has to be ready for just about anything. He's going to have to work his way back in this at bat. Reddick, the right-hander, kicks and delivers, and this one is over but low. Ball one. One ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting right fielder, Cameron Dean, out of Grandview High School, Grandview, Missouri. The 1-2 pitch, low and outside. He wouldn't chase. Good block by the catcher, Logan Bex. Two balls and two strikes. Cameron Dean with a .243 batting average. Team leader in triples, 8 RBIs, 4 walks, 22 strikeouts. Two balls and two strikes. So he's certainly a candidate to swing and miss here on 2-2. Let's see if Reddick can get him. He gets him to swing, but he pops it up into right field. Coming in Strobel, he's got a play on this. He puts it away. It's out number one at the top of the second inning. Two runners reached last inning for North Central. They couldn't get him home. Reddick hopefully trying to settle into this ball game. He'll face seven-hole hitting Jared Corbett, the shortstop. Bats from the right side. He crowds the plate, but leaves the stance open, that lead foot well behind the back foot. First pitch downstairs. Ball one. 1-0. Jared Corbett, he is out of Rockwood Summit High School. Fenton, 258 batter. 17 RBIs, one home run, four doubles on the year. The 1-0 pitch misses for ball two. 2-0. Corbett ahead in the at-bat. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman. Backhanded by Stockley. He throws strong across the diamond right on the money. What a play by Cullen Stockley. 5-3 put out, two away in the top of the second inning. Like I said in pregame, for whatever reason, Reddick brings out the best in his defense. This defense loves playing behind Jeremy Reddick. Could have something to do with the tempo in which he works. Keeps everybody on their toes and ready to go. Smith Kemper, state champion high school baseball player, now batting in the eighth spot for North Central. First pitch here, ball number one. He's the third baseman. Breaking ball was high and tight. 1-0 the count. We have no score. Top of the second inning between the Cardinals of Mineral Area and the Pirates of North Central. Kemper goes down to get one and swings and drives it into center field for a base hit with two down in the top of the second. Another breaking ball, but he stayed with it, waited on it. Just muffled it out into center field between the second and shortstop. Second baseman and shortstop, Martina now bats. Brindley Martina. He plays second base for the Pirates. And also bats right-handed. First pitch in there for a called strike. Just pumped in from Jeremy. 0-1. Dix will hold Kemper on, but the force out is at first or second base with two down and the inning. Infield can just take the easy play. Pitch downstairs, backhanded. That looked to be the slider, 1-1. Logan backs, not much gets by him. Behind the plate, he was a good defensive catcher his freshman year. He's only gotten better. 1-1 pitch, swung on and looped to the right side. Another seeing-eye base hit that gets through into right field. Kemper is going to stop at second base. He wanted to, at the very least, force a throw from Strobel out there, but I don't think he had any intentions of trying to stretch that and get to third. All the base hits have not been all that hard hit today, but they count as line drives in the scorebook. Martina on over at first. Back to the top of the order we go with Derek Hussey, who's 1-for-1. He had a bloop single to right field, his last at bat. So Kemper at second, Martina at first, two down. We had two down, bases empty. Now we have two down, two on. Pitch downstairs for a ball. Good thing about Reddick right now, though, is he is keeping the pitches down for the most part, and they're having to go down and get him to get these bloop base hits. More often than not, though, those pitches down in the zone are going to favor the pitcher. This one's fouled off to the left side. And the 1-1 count with two down on Hussey batting for the second time. Derek Hussey, 333 batting average on the season. Breaking ball outside that time, 2-1. Hussey out of Chillicothe, Missouri, freshman utility player. Playing center field today. Leads the team in steals, leads the team in walks. Like Erhan, doing his job at the top of his order. 2-1. This one just missed outside, couldn't get the call. 3-1. Second inning in a row in which North Central gets two batters aboard. Dix is now playing behind Martina over at first. And again, you can take that easy play along the infield. No force outs at first, second, or third. Three ball, one strike pitch inside for ball number four. And the bases are loaded. All of this with two outs. Kemper to third, Martina to second. Hussey over to first base. And now Dennis Pogue bats. Last time, Dennis took a walk. Or actually, he sacrificed, excuse me. Moving the runner up to second base. That was in the top of the first. Batting again in the top of the second. A chance to give North Central its first lead of the game. The pitch to Pogue, swinging a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Reddick snags it. He'll underhand it to first base and side retired. Bases are left loaded by the North Central Pirates. Still nothing as we move to the bottom of the second inning. In 1 minute, you're listening to Mac Baseball on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. Because MAC is your next step.
North Central Pirates out hitting Mineral Area 3-0 right now, but they've stranded five base runners. As we move to the bottom of the second inning, the Cardinals have a chance to take the lead. First lead of the ball game. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Mineral Area. Strobel, Dix, and then Bax. Mineral Area needing this series. Definitely want to take 3 out of 4 at least. You'd really like to have that sweep, though, getting yourself a decent chance to come back and get that 4 seed with a good showing against St. Louis next week. So important that Mineral Area starts scoring some runs here. Bottom of the second, here comes Hayden Strobel, the right fielder. He'll face Anfernee Hoove, and the pitch from Anfernee is a fastball on the outer corner to the right-hander. 0-1, righty-righty matchup. Strobel, Dix, backs this inning. Womble, if anybody can reach, I'll be excited to see Womble get an opportunity to play a full game and see a few at-bats in a contest. With a batting average well over 400 and limited opportunities coming off the bench and pinch-hitting roles, things like that. That the 0-1 from Hoove, breaking ball, it's a beauty, called a strike. 0-2. Hayden Strobel, the Mineral Area right fielder, and the numbers this season, great batting average at .355, 14 RBIs, 2 triples, 6 doubles. He's done what has been asked of him, hitting in the 5 spot today. He's been rewarded with being moved up in the order. Ball 1 inside, making it 1 ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 offering, breaking ball, spoiled off to the right side. We'll do it again. We stay at 1-2. JUCO Baseball on KREI brought to you by Lambert's Cafe of Sykeson, Williams and Sechrist, attorneys at law in Park Hills. This game is a 7-inning game, then the next game is a 9-inning game. Then they'll play 2 more tomorrow back here at Hal Lowry. Be another 7 and another 9. Kenton Crawford gets the start in game number 2. Chase Voigt and Logan Winder. Tomorrow, 1-ball, 2-strike pitch, low and outside. 2-2. Strobel hitting in the 5 spot for the MAC Cardinals on a beautiful sunshiny day in Park Hills. Good crowd on hand watching their Mineral Area Cardinals, and some North Central fans have made the trip as well. So it really is a good atmosphere at the ballpark today. Foul ball off to the right side. We stay at 2-2. If you're joining us late, the game got started 17 minutes late today because of the miscommunication on the start time of the game. Mineral Area's website, and I believe North Central's website, had the game scheduled at 2 o'clock. But typical Region 16 doubleheaders start at 1 o'clock, so Mac and North Central got here ready for a 1 o'clock start time. The umpires weren't here yet, but they hustled and got here, and we only started 17 minutes late instead of the 1 hour. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. It's a swing and a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Nice play to snag that one by Hoove, and he's going to throw out Hayden Strobel. 1 away in the bottom of the second inning. Just a defensive play there by Hoove to save his life as that ball hopped right back toward his face, got the glove on it, kept the ball from hitting him. I think it might have bounced off his chest and into his glove, and then he made the easy toss over to first. And Grant Dix stands in. Grant with a .296 average, 19 RBIs. He's got a triple and 5 doubles on the year. Sophomore out of Perryville High School. The kick and the delivery. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side on the line. 0-1. So far, North Central stranded 5 base runners. 2 in the first, 3 there in the second. The 0-1 pitch from Hoove, breaking ball, check swing. Did Dix go around? They say no. The appeal down to first base, safe. 0-1. They're 1-1 after the ball. Counts even. Anfernee Hoove brings it home. Fastball elevated upstairs, 2-1. You can tell Hoove has got some good velocity on the fastball. It gets on you in a hurry. I think stuff is not really an issue with this guy, but maybe location is the issue. Probably too many walks on the season. Well, no, probably about it. Too many walks on the season for him. Two balls and two strikes as he gets a foul ball here. Uva's walked 37 batters coming into today compared to 43 strikeouts. Good strikeout numbers, but he'd like a little bit better ratio than the one Hoove has right now. Two balls, two strikes, trying to retire Grant Dix with nobody on in the bottom of the second in a scoreless tie. Hoove has the one he wants and brings it home. Low and outside, just a tad. Good eye by Dix to watch it. 3-2. Mineral Area has three batters with three-letter last names ending with X. How's that stat for you? Fox, Dix, and Bax. The 3-2 payoff pitch. Dix flinches at it. Did not go, and it falls off the table downstairs for ball number four. And Dick to the board in his first bat today. Here comes Bax, the catcher. His second season at Blair Oaks High School, and he's hitting 388, and he swings it from the left side. Temperatures have warmed up just since we've been here this afternoon, likely approaching 80 degrees now. We were at 72 at game time. It's noticeably warmer sitting in the sun right now. Here's a swing and a foul ball off the lead foot of Bax. They'll give him a chance to take a walk around the plate and walk that off. He does have a shin protector on that lead foot. Hopefully that cushioned the blow a little bit. Not sure if it hit the shin or if it bounced up and hit the knee, though. 0-1. Anthony Hoove scoreless through 1 1/3, but a one-out walk to Grant Dix. Mineral Area Chanda take advantage. This one goes outside. Looked to be one that got away from Anthony there. Didn't have the right grip on what was supposed to be a breaking ball. It didn't do much and just fluttered outside. One ball, one strike. Infield wants the double play. Corbett and Martina up the middle. From the stretch, Hoove hunched over on the mound, then brings it home. Swinging an inside outer foul the opposite way. Two strikes on Bax, the lefty. Bax also no batting gloves on today. Red wristbands on, sporting the Mineral Area Cardinal colors. Bax digs in with an open stance and awaits the 1-2 pitch. Instead, a check on the runner, and Dix back safely. North Central out hitting Mineral Area 3-0. Line score 0-3-1 for North Central. 0-0-0 Mineral Area. No runs, no hits, no errors. The 1-2 from Hoove to the plate. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. He waved at it. And Dix is retired on a strikeout. Or Bax, I should say. So Bax is retired, and here comes Will Womble, designated hitter. Womble hitting in the 8th spot, getting a chance to start today. 462 batting average, I'd say he's earned it. 10 RBIs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. One extra base hit, it was a double. And he takes a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike, 0-1. Two down in the inning. Dix the runner at first. He got there via the free pass. Mineral Area still looking for its first base hit of the game in the bottom of the second. Anthony Hoove does not work quickly. He'll check on the runner. Dix slides back and beats the throw barely, getting the right hand back on the bag. Counts 0-1 on Will Womble. He's out of Festus High School. Good athlete on the football and baseball teams for the Festus Tigers during his four-year high school career. The 0-1 pitch, he golfs at one and taps it foul. The count's 0-2. Actually, not sure he even made contact there. Good breaking ball when he can locate it. He's got that one going 12-6, and the batters look fooled. Will Womble certainly was that time. 0-2 the count with two outs. And Dix on over at first base. Mineral Area batting in the bottom of the second inning. The 0-2 pitch, another breaking ball, and this time it's low. And good job laying off by Will. One ball, two strikes. Shortstop Corbett was ready to walk off the field there, thinking he had strike three, but that was definitely ball one. Sometimes I think you try to will the umpire into making a call for you. One ball, two strikes from the stretch. Here it comes from Hoove. Swinging a line drive the opposite way, foul. Well hit, but couldn't straighten it out, and we stay at 1-2. Hoove has thrown 38 pitches in the game, 21 this inning, 17 last inning. Typically, your strikeout pitchers will have to utilize more pitches to get those strikeout numbers. That's what I like about Reddick is that he keeps it pretty efficient. Not as flashy with all the strikeouts, but he gets the job done. And as I say that, a big swing and a miss here on a breaking ball. Will Womble is retired. Benerlaria Strands won their second of the game. And the score stays tied. Nothing as we move to the top of the third and 60 seconds for Park Hills. It's Mac Baseball on KRBI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
We're tied at Goose Eggs right now, nothing, top of the third inning, Mineral Area versus North Central, and a couple of other Region 16 scores to pass along to you. Game one of their doubleheader, Jeffco against St. Charles. Jeffco leading 10-0. They move to the third inning. Crowder and St. Louis are in the top of the second inning, and it's a 2-1 score with Crowder on top. And again, Mineral Area needing Crowder to win that series and needing him to win it decisively. Rough Riders on top by one in the second there, 2-1 in game number one. First batter of the top of the third inning, Fig, the first baseman. He takes a ball, and he takes a strike. The count evened up at 1-1. Here's the next to the left-hander. Hard hit ground ball to the first baseman. Nice pickup by Dix. He'll run it to the bag, three unassisted. First out of the top of the third. To the plate will be Vidal, the designated hitter. Last time up, Vidal, he would reach, and it would be via the walk. Batting in the four spot today. One out in the top of the third, North Central. Looking for the first run of the ball game here. Here's the pitch, in there for a strike. It's a good one. Tailed toward the outer corner, and stayed in the zone as it went over the plate. 0-1. Mengele and then Dean, if anybody could reach for the Pirates this inning. Mengele on deck, ball downstairs. One ball, one strike. North Central had 3, 4, and 5 due up in the order, heading into the top of the third. The three-hole hitter already retired on that hard-hit ground ball. 1-1 pitch inside for a 2-1 count. Infield playing it straight, and Josh Haggerty, as he usually does, shades toward left center field, leaving a gap in right center field. Must feel real comfortable moving to his left, because that's the position he's played pretty well all season long out there in center. A lot of room down the right field line as well. He swings and misses, does Vidal. Couldn't catch up to another pitch that tails outside, 2-2. Tailing outside to the right-hander, from the right-hander. And one strike away from the second out of the inning. Reddick, let's see if he gets it right here. Reddick kicks, delivers. Just missed outside, maybe a little low. 3-2. Stefan Vidal. At the plate with a full count at 3-2. He fouls this one off, and you'll see another pitch. Vidal out of Curacao, 254 hitter. 11 strikeouts, 7 walks, 9 RBIs, and a couple home runs. He's up to 8 walks now with his walk earlier today. The 3-2 delivery from Jeremy Reddick. Here it comes, and there it goes. Swung on and fouled back behind us. Stay at 3-2. Reddick has thrown 44 pitches so far today. As he's retired one on the top of the third, threw 2 1/3 innings. 10 pitches this inning from Jeremy. Swinging a foul right back to the screen. Reddick and Foyt, hard to say which one is technically the ace of this Mineral Area staff. Reddick's got a better pitching record at 5-4, but Foyt's 5-6, so they have as many wins as each other. Foyt's ERA a shade better. Safe to say Mineral Area would be okay with either one of them starting the first game of the sub-region, the Region 16 tournament. Ball four misses downstairs on the breaker, and on for the second time is Vidal via the walk. One-out walk to Vidal brings up Mengele, the catcher. Ruby Angelo's 0 for 1 today. Digs in from the right side after reaching on a fielder's choice his last time up. Runner leads from first. Dix holds him on. The first pitch pumped in for called strike one. 0-1. Mac Baseball brought to you by Brad Wooten, Auto Body of Ironton, Williams and Sequoia's attorneys at Law and Park Hills, Lambert's Cafe of Sykes, and Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve. 0-1 count with one down. Vidal, the runner, over at first base. Mineral Area wants the double play up the middle. Won't get that chance here as the pitch is fouled off to the right side. 0-2. Fox and Bouse, a pretty good combo up the middle. Bouse known, especially this year, more for his offense, but he can play second as well as anybody. Fox, fundamentally sound over at shortstop. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. That rung him up looking backwards. K. Down goes Mengele. Dean, the batter now, 0-1. Two outs in the inning. Cameron flied out to right. His previous at bat. Where's number one on the back? Stands tall in the right-handed batter's box. Wind blowing a little bit harder now as the game goes along, but it's blowing straight in from center field as it usually does. A couple games earlier this year, though, where that wind was blowing straight out to center field, and a lot of runs were scored in those games. Mineral Area giving up, I believe it was a 13-run inning to the crowd of Rough Riders earlier this year in the windiest day that I had seen at Hal Lowry, and it's usually pretty darn windy here. 1-0 the count, and stepping out will be the batter as time is called. Jeremy Reddick working from the stretch with two down in the top of the third. Still nothing-nothing between the Pirates and the Cardinals. Fifth place and seventh place matchup in Region 16. Here's a swing and a fly ball, sinking into right field. Strobel over, but he can't make the catch. Rounding second, heading to third base is Vidal. It's a base hit, a single, and it comes off the bat of Dean. Third inning in a row where North Central threatens to score some runs. They've already stranded five. Can Reddick get out of the jam again? Vidal with the good base running, knowing it was going to get down all the way. Strobel tried to deke him into thinking that he was going to get over there and make the catch, but Vidal had none of it. Dean at first, Vidal at third. Runners on the corners for Corbett, the shortstop, who's 0-1. Corbett grounded out to third last time. First pitch finds the zone, a strike from Reddick. 18 pitches this inning from Jeremy. North Central making him work. Force out at second base here with runners on the corners. Here's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there, sinking action on the pitch, and he swung over the top, 0-2. Outfield plays it more straight away now with the right-hander at the plate. Here comes the 0-2 swing and a ground ball. Weakly hit to the third baseman. Stockley up with it. He'll flip to second to get the lead runner there. Force out, and it goes 5-4, and stranding two more. Runners number 6 and 7 of the game. North Central still unable to scratch home a run. Nothing, nothing. Mac Bats in the bottom of the third in 1 minute on AM800 KRBI.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
still a nothing-nothing ball game. North Central continues to get runners on, but unable to bring them in. They've stranded seven so far, and Mineral Area will now bat in the bottom of the third inning. Another update from Region 16 Baseball. Maplewoods and Three Rivers have a good one going. Three Rivers leads 4-3, top of the fourth inning over the Maplewoods Monarchs, and that is good for Mineral Area as well. We'll keep you updated on these scores. Last check, it was Crowder over St. Louis 2-1 early, and it was Jeffco with a big lead over St. Charles in the middle innings of their ball game, 10-0. Leading off here for Mineral Area College, going to be Stockley at the bottom of the order. 9-1-2 due up for Mineral Area. He takes ball number one, low and inside. 1-0 on Cullen Stockley. Here comes the pitch to the tall right-hander from the tall right-hander, and this one's over but low, 2-0. So after Stockley, it's Erhan and then Fox. Stockley hitting 271. 10 RBIs, one home run on the year, four doubles. The 2-0 pitch to Cullen, swings and fouls it straight back here. He was on that one, just couldn't quite square it up, 2-1. He had the timing down, though. Stockley had the key at bat in the game we called on Tuesday against Southeastern Illinois. Went deep into the count and finally just scorched one into left field to get Mineral Area on the board in that one. They went on to win it and swept the doubleheader against the struggling but much better than years past Southeastern Illinois team. Called strike on a breaking ball there. A good tight break on that pitch to make it 2-2. And the 2-2 to Kellen Stockley. Fastball downstairs. Could not be blocked by the catcher, but nobody on. No harm, no foul. Three balls, two strikes. Kellen, a freshman out of Sullivan, Missouri. 15 strikeouts compared to 7 walks on the year. What's he going to get on 3-2? Who brings it home? It's a breaking ball, and he swings and gets underneath of it. Pops it up on the infield, and the pitcher calls for it and puts it away. Infielders did not take control there and make him get out of the way, so he says, I got it. He takes command, and I don't have a problem with that as long as you catch it. You take command and then drop it as a pitcher, then we have a problem. One down. To the top of the order we go with Chase Erhan. One time through the lineup for Mineral Area, and no hits. Being out hit in this game for nothing. Chase Erhan's going to break that right here. Here's the pitch. Fastball, called a strike, a good pitch there. Right at the knees over the outer half. 0-1. Anthony Hoove doing a pretty good job so far against this Mineral Area lineup. Swing and a high fly ball right field, but well out of play foul. Took a big league hack there. Counts 0-2. This Mineral Area lineup, very formidable. 308 team batting average, 296 runs scored on the year. That's over 100 more runs scored than North Central has on the season. Here's the 0-2. Tailing action outside, misses for ball one. One ball, two strikes. And especially the top three in the Mineral Area order. I've said this before. I'd put it up against any inside Region 16, although that Jeffco lineup's pretty darn good too. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball off to the left. I think the Cardinals' problem is they haven't gotten consistent production 1-9. They've gotten production at different times of the season from different guys, but 1-9, everybody clicking on all cylinders, we haven't seen that yet. Maybe that'll come Region 16 tournament time. Save the best for last. Here's a swing and a pop fly into shallow left field. Shortstop backs up on it, putting it away. Corbett, that's the second out of the bottom of the third inning. So far, just nothing doing by the Mineral Area bats today. Still being held hitless here in the bottom of the third. We've passed 2 o'clock now on the afternoon. AM 800, KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, St. Genevieve, Mineral Area College Baseball. Fine day for a MAC doubleheader. First pitch to Tim Fox. He takes a big swing and a miss there. Good tailing action on what looked to be a slider down and out to the right-hander from Hoove. Hoove's been impressive so far, pitching better than his numbers would indicate coming into today with a 1-6 record and an ERA over 7. The 0-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. Some Mineral Area coaches telling us earlier in the year that the lineup is very impressive, but sometimes takes a while to get going in games. Maybe the second, third time through the order is when they finally break through, and they'd like to see him start breaking through earlier in games. So far, being held in check in the first three innings. 1-2 is now the count on a pitch that catches the lower outer corner. Tim Fox needing to be ready to go on 1-2 with two down. Here it comes. Breaking ball, swing and a miss and a strikeout. Mineralary goes down quietly in order in that third. Nothing. The score remains as we move to the fourth in 1 minute. You're listening to Junior College Baseball on the Talk of the Parkland Sports Voice, AM 800 KREI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Nothing, our score, the inning. Now the top half of the fourth, and North Central up to bat with 8-9-1 in the order facing Jeremy Reddick. Jeremy has gotten a decision in all but one of his appearances this year, a 5-4 record to start the day. Let's get that to 6-4 and get the bats going. But first, need a 1-2-3 inning here in the top half of the fourth inning. Kemper, Martina, Hussey for North Central. Pogue, if anybody reaches. Last time up for Smith Kemper, he was able to get himself a base hit, and it was a single into center field. It's a good pitch by Jeremy Reddick that he went down and knocked into center for a good piece of hitting. Called strike on the first pitch here, puts the count at 0-1, swinging a ground ball up the middle again, this time over his bounce, backhands, and then whips it over to first base on a dazzling play, 4-3 on that put out. It was hit so slowly that you knew Bounce was going to have to make a great play on it. Not only did he get there to backhand it, but he spun and slung that thing over to Grant Dix for the first out of the top of the four. 4-3 on the put out, doesn't quite tell the story there, and here comes Martina. Score updates, Jeffco and St. Charles still 10-0. They're in the fourth inning there. Here's a bunt attempt, drag bunt, and he beats it out over at first base. That was a great play by Martina, dropping it down the first base line. Nobody covers the first base bag. Then it was bang, bang. Dix had to come and field and then lunge back behind him to try to put the tag in. Couldn't do it as Martina slides in underneath of it. A bunt single, catching the defense napping. Martina is aboard with one down in the top of the fourth. Here's Hussey. Hussey batting for the third time, and he is 1-for-1 on the afternoon. Walked and singled today. On base twice. Runner at first being held on by Dix. Anyway, 10-0. Jeffco still leads St. Charles. Here's a foul off to the right side. Maplewoods and Three Rivers are now tied at 4 apiece. And Crowder still with that 2-1 lead over St. Louis. Elsewhere in Region 16 today. And those are all the region games going on. Counting this one, which is scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. North Central not really playing. Certainly not pitching like an 8-33 team. Been impressed with what I've seen by them so far. The only thing that they haven't done well is capitalize with runners on base. They've stranded 7. Here they have a chance again with a runner at first. Ball outside. Our count is at 1-1 with one down. Martina with the bunt single here in this fourth. Mack wants that double play to send us to the bottom half. Long look from Jeremy Reddick, but he brings it home. High fastball. Runner went from first to throw down to second. Sails into center field. And Martinez up from second, moves down to third base. The throw there, and it scoots away, but not far enough for Martinez to go home on it. Stolen base, and then he'll take third on the error by Bax. The pitch was a ball, and it was ball two. Now 90 feet away and just one out in the inning. Reddick's going to have to do some pitching here. Mineralaria commits its first error of the game. Martina with good speed running over there. So Hussey just looking to put the ball in play. And he's one of their best hitters. 333 average to start the day. 15 RBIs. He swings and grounds it to the shortstop. Up with it, Fox. Looks him back to third. Then throws to first for the out. Now the throw home, and it's bobbled at home plate by Bax. And the run scores. Initially, the tag wasn't there by Bax. But Martina didn't touch home plate, had to come back and touch it. Wouldn't have mattered because Bax never had the ball. So the ground out RBI off the bat of Hussey puts North Central up 1-0. The error by Bax and the stolen base in there by Martina. Big contributors to North Central getting on the board here in the fourth. 6-3 put out in the RBI. Hussey picks up RBI number 16. And here's Dennis Pogue, who's 0-1 today. First pitch a strike, 0-1. There are two down. Fastball guided in there for strike two, and it's 0-2. Mineral Area really needing to win this series at the very least and really needing to get out to a good start here today. Offensively, just hasn't been there, being held in check by Hoove. Ball outside, one ball, two strikes, but two down. Dennis Pogue, the left fielder, bats with nobody on. He swings, and it's a soft fly ball into right field, painting the right field line. Dennis Pogue is on over at first. He's rounding. He's heading to second, and he'll be there standing up with a two-out double. Another ball that's not hard hit, but finds the right spot on the field, just barely painting that right field line fair. Dennis Pogue, safe at second base. And now at the plate, here's Figg. Landon's 0-2. He's the first baseman. And as we said earlier, the most dangerous in the lineup with a 371 mark, five home runs, 34 RBIs. The pitch to the lefty, swings and misses over the top of one there. Good sinking action on that. Counts 0-1. 1-0 North Central, one run in this inning. They manufactured it with a bunt single, a steal of second, an overthrow of second base on that steal, and then the ground out RBI. Here's a swing and a base hit into right field. Figg is going to stop there. They will not send Pogue home. He stops at third base. Runners on the corners after Brandon Figg's first base hit makes him 1-3. A long inning continues, but still a great chance for Mineral Area to limit the damage. Redick has thrown 13 pitches so far, and Vidal is at the plate. Vidal has reached twice today via the walk. And now Logan Bax wants to go and talk to his pitcher. Vidal with a .254 batting average, now up to 9 walks on the season. Sitting at 9 RBIs, and he has ducks on the pond. Runners on the corners. Pogue at third, Figg at first base. The inning started with that Kemper ground out to second. Martina then with a bunt single, steals second, gets to third on the air by Bax. Hussey grounds out, which drives in Martina. Pogue doubles, Figg singles. North Central out hitting Mineral Area 7-0. Here's the first pitch at this at bat. Breaking ball misses high. Ball one. 1-0 on Stefan Vidal. Plays at first or the plays at second. Mineral Area can take the easy one here with two down and the inning. A big at bat in the ball game, swinging a miss at a high fastball. 1-1. His eyes lit up there as that pitch comes through high, but on those high fastballs, they always look a little bit better than they are. When you realize you shouldn't be swinging at it, it's through the zone and you've swung at it. So 1-1, the count. From the stretch, Jeremy Redick. Trying to limit the damage here in the fourth. Kicks and delivers. Runner goes from first. Here's a swing and a mile-high pop-up into shallow left field. Shortstop goes back on it, and Fox puts it away. North Central will strand two base runners, but one run does come in to score. 1-0. Pirates on top of the Cardinals. Mac looks for an answer when we come back in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Mineral Area gives up one run in that fourth inning. They do limit the damage. North Central strands two more base runners, their eighth and ninth of the game. And it's a 1-0 North Central lead over the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Bottom of the fourth. And here comes Mineral Area to the plate with 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Bouse to lead things off. Ryan Bouse flied out last time up. 4.06 batting average to start the day. Be a good time for his second home run of the season, wouldn't it? We would take a base hit. The first pitch from Hoove, breaking ball, swung on, hit lightly to the third baseman, but it stays fair, and the only play is to just hold on to that thing. Looked like it was going to roll foul. It was then bobbled over at third base, and no chance to throw out Bouse, but I'm going to give him a leadoff single right there. Even if he feels that cleanly, I'm not sure he's getting Ryan Bouse over at first base. Weekly hit single, it's the first hit of the day for Mineral Area College, and maybe that can get him going. Josh Haggerty digs in now. Josh hitting 267 on the year. First baseman holds. Ryan Bouse on over at first. Here's the pitch to Hags, and it's a fastball outside for a ball. 1-0. Goose eggs for both teams throughout the first three innings before North Central finally manufactures a run in that fourth. Does Mineral Area want to do some running here with Ryan Bouse over at first? Not sure you're going to take the bat out of the hand of Haggerty here and have him bunt. And he's not showing bunt. He's going to take a fastball on the outer corner for a called strike. I sure wouldn't. I'd let Haggs swing away here. A lot of time left to go in this game. One ball, one strike, nobody down. Ryan Bouse over at first. Haggerty chokes up on the bat just a tad. A little bit of room left on the top of the knob. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Over but low. 2-1. North Central crowd and North Central players wanted the call on that pitch. It was borderline. I think it was the right call. 2-1. Outfield straight away. Infield wants the double play with the first baseman holding Bouse on. Third baseman behind the bag and off the line. On the left side of the infield. Two balls, one strike. Haggerty with that open stance from the left side awaits the pitch from Hoove, who works slower with runners on base. Mineral Area hadn't threatened the last couple of innings, so we hadn't seen him work from the stretch in a little while. Pitch upstairs and outside for ball number three. Three balls and a strike. 3-1 on Josh Haggerty with Bouse on over at first. Does he have the green light here on 3-1? We're about to find out. Here it comes. He swings and fouls it off, 3-2. He had the green light. Couldn't pull the trigger fast enough, didn't get around in time, just spoiled the pitch, 3-2. Josh Haggerty steps back in. Hoove looks over to first, has the one he wants, hunched over on the mound. Comes to the set position, kicks and delivers the 3-2. Called strike three. It rings him up on a fastball. Inner black. And Josh Haggerty, no argument, trots back to the dugout with the backwards K. One away in the bottom of the fourth. To the plate, Hayden Strobel, who's hitting 355. 14 runs batted in on the season. Right fielder for Mineral Area. Shin protector on the lead foot. Now the double play could end the inning. Mineral Area gets its leadoff batter aboard for the first time since the first. Long look, and Hoove delivers. Good pitch downstairs, 1-0. He didn't want to hang that one over the zone. Breaking ball fell off again. Strobel watched it. Certainly not the one he wanted. Not much wind movement today. We sit underneath a sunny sky. 1-0 with one down. Bouse continues to be held on over at first. Hoove, the long look, brings it home. This one's down and outside, backhanded by the catcher. 2-0. Mineral Area unable to afford too many more Region 16 losses if they want to host in the sub-region, needing to climb back here. I say climb back, it's only a one-run game. Maplewoods has regained the lead over Three Rivers, 5-4. They're in the bottom of the fifth in that doubleheader, game number one. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This one's toward the gap right field, and it is down. It's going to bounce off the wall. Bouse rounds third, and they're going to wave him in. Here comes the throw in, and Ryan Bouse trots in. He scores and ties the game. The throw down to third base, not in time, and it's an RBI triple. And it comes off the bat of Hayden Strobel. Brand new ball game in the bottom of the fourth. That ball was well hit, absolutely stung into the right center field gap. No chance for the center fielder or right fielder to get there in time. They couldn't even hold him to a double. Strobel motoring around the bases to make it 1-1. Strobel with RBI number 15. And the triple is his third of the year. And that ties him for the team lead with Josh Haggerty. Here's Grant Dix. A go-ahead run now 90 feet away for Mineral Area. Things changed in a hurry. Two base hits this inning. One by Bouse, one by Strobel. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Was well out in front, swung before it got there, and then was over the top, 0-1. Dix just looking to put the ball in play here and give Mineral Area the lead. Fly ball deep enough to get the job, or a ground ball to the right side of the infield should do it. Shortstop's playing deep, so even a ground ball to him would probably get the job done. Breaking ball inside here. It's a 1-1 count on the MAC first baseman, Grant Dix. A single that never left the infield from Bouse, then a strikeout of Haggerty before Strobel comes up with the big RBI triple the opposite way. 1-1 with one down on Dix with a runner at third. And who very deliberate in his approach right now. And he guides one, looks to be a called strike, but called a ball. And who noticeably did not like the no call on that. Downstairs for a ball, ball two. 2-1. Would have been a pitcher's pitch had he gotten the call. He did not, so now he has to battle back. Catcher checks the count. The home plate umpire just making sure everybody's on the same page. He confirms that it is indeed 2-1. Strobel represents the go-ahead run over at third base in this 1-1 tie. Hoove brings it home. Downstairs, good block by the catcher. 3-1, and he might have gotten a little bit lucky on that block because he doesn't necessarily throw his body in front of the ball. He leaves some room, especially between the legs, kind of throws his butt up in the air when he blocks the ball, and leaves some room for that bounce in between the legs rather than throwing the legs together and kind of jumping in front like a good defensive catcher would normally do. So wouldn't be surprised to see another wild pitch or pass ball in this game. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Better block that time as it goes downstairs for ball number four. Good job keeping it in front. But Dix is on over at first. What that does is it puts the double play back in order, the conventional double play. But still just one down. And Mineral Area brings up Logan Bax. Bax hitting .388 with 17 RBIs on the year. Has eight doubles. He hits from the left side. He's catching in game one of the doubleheader. Likely will be DH in game number two. They lead from first and third base. Mack looking to take its first lead of the game right here. He's squaring the bunt. He pushes it down the first baseline. Foul. Squeeze play trying to be put on there by Mineral Area, but couldn't keep it fair. Would have been a safety squeeze. Runner was not off with the pitch. North Central manufactured a run on the top half of the inning. Mineral Area trying to do the same here. They've already driven in a run with a Hayden Strobel triple. Now it's Strobel waiting to be driven in over at third. Dix on over at first. He took the walk. Second walk of the day. Hoove running into some big time trouble here in the fourth inning. Bottom of the fourth, 1-1 tie. He steps off and looks over to third base. They count 0-1 with one down on Logan Bax, the sophomore catcher out of Blair Oaks High School. From the stretch, here it comes. Downstairs. 1-1. North Central crowd getting restless. The North Central defenders getting restless, especially up the middle. Some borderline pitches that haven't gone their way this inning. Count 1-1. On left-handed hitting Logan Bax with runners at first and third base. Another check on the runner, this time first base. Back safely is Dix. See if we can check a Region 16 score for you. 11-0. Jeffco leads over St. Charles now. Ooh, make it 13-0. Crowder still on top, 2-1 over St. Louis, and they're in the top of the fifth there. They've got a good one going, the Rough Riders and the Archers. One ball, one strike, one down. Runners on the corners. The pitch to back, swung on, fouled off to the left side. We'll go to one ball and two strikes. One run in already this inning for the Cardinals after the Pirates put up one in the top of the inning. But Mack has the chance to take the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The only out, a backwards K, Josh Haggerty. Another long look from the stretch. Anthony Hoove comes set and brings it home. Outside and high. Lost the grip on that one. Body language going downhill from the starter for North Central. Two balls, two strikes. He got out to an electric start in this game, but third time through the lineup, Mineral Area. Seeing him a little bit better now. Two balls, two strikes. Bax is ready to go. Looks like Hoove is ready to go. Strobel leads from third. Dix leads from first. The high leg kick and another check on the runner. A little closer to a balk that time, but he didn't rock toward home plate. Instead, fakes the throw back to first. Dix able to walk back in. No throw was actually made. 2-2. Hoove settles in. Bent over at the hill. Kicks. Brings it home. Swing and a miss and a high one. Struck him out. Second out of the inning. And now can Hoove limit the damage? Mineral Area has already stranded two for the day. But that's nothing. Pales in comparison to North Central straining nine for the day so far. Will Womble at the plate. Will started the day hitting .462 with 10 driven in. Ryan Bounce was able to score the tying run on the RBI triple from Strobel. Can Will Womble give the Mack Cardinals the lead here in the fourth? Pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Boy, has Hoove had to labor this inning, though. Up over 20 pitches thrown. Just about everybody's going deep in the count on him. But he has gotten a couple of strikeouts. That last one of Logan Bax was big. Now the infield can back up, play at normal depth, and take the easy play at first or second base. Time called. Pitcher adjusts his ball cap, wipes the sweat off of his brow, takes a trip around the mound. Will Womble takes that time to step out, and readjust his batting gloves and dig back in. 1-0 the count. Dix at first base. Strobel still at third base. With two down in the bottom of the fourth of a tie game, 1-1. Pitch up high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Nine-hole hitter for Mineral Area due up next. That is Kellen Stockley. Here it comes from Hoove on 2-0. Swing and a little jam shot over to the right side. First baseman can't get there, but the second baseman does. Fields it on a hop and then runs over to first base and takes it to the bag. And there is your four unassisted putout. Mineral Area strands two, but they do tie the game up at one apiece. The RBI triple smash from Hayden Strobel to right field, driving in Bouse, makes it 1-1. New game as we go to the fifth in 1 minute. You're listening to Mack Baseball on KRBI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes the throwed roll! Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Well, Mac has tied the game up. It is 1-1 as we move to the fifth inning, and the batter to start the fifth inning is the catcher Mingolini for North Central, and he's got himself a two-ball, two-strike count at 2-2. 5, 6, and 7 for North Central due up this inning. Here's a swing and a high pop-up, foul territory left side. The catcher's going to come back to the screen and backs up and makes the catch. Almost got past him, but he lunged backwards and put it away, and there's your first down of the inning here in the top of the fifth. So backs gloves it for the out, and it brings up Dean, the right fielder. Last time Dean was able to reach on a line drive into right field. He's also flied out to right field today, so he is 1-for-2. Let's give you the pitching numbers. Pitchers have done a pretty good job in this one so far. Reddick, 4 1/3, 7 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Hoove, 4 innings of work, 2 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts today. Here's the pitch to Cameron Dean, and it's downstairs for a ball, backhanded by backs. Jeremy Reddick, 77 pitches into the ball game. 1-0 the count with one down on Dean. This one's in there for a called strike at the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike. 4-pitch pitcher is Jeremy Reddick, and he uses all of them, mixing them up well. 1-1. Only RBI of the day belongs to Hayden Strobel from Mineral Area. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman. There's Kellen Stockley, and he's going to make the throw over to first base for the putout. 5-3 on that one. And could we get a quick inning here? North Central has threatened in every single inning of this game, stranding 9 base runners. Could this be the inning? Jeremy Reddick gets him 1-2-3. Standing in the way of that, Corbett. Jared Corbett's 0-for-2. He's the shortstop. He's grounded into a fielder's choice, and he's grounded out to third base today. He swings and shoots this one toward the gap in right center field, but over is Hayden Strobel. He closes the gap and makes the catch. How about Jeremy Reddick there? He gets through the inning in 11 pitches, and he retires the side in order. We stay 1-1. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Mac bats in 60 seconds on the Talk of the Parkland, AM 800 KRBI.
Mow your yard faster than before. Mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom vroom mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rockin' rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Good ball game between the Pirates of North Central and the Cardinals of Mineral Area College, 1-1 as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. AM 800 KREI and MIMOinfo.com. Maple Woods has grabbed the lead over Three Rivers 5-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning of their doubleheader today. Haven't seen a recent score between Crowder and St. Louis. Last we checked, Crowder was up top 2-1 in that one. We'll try to have those finals for you before we go off the air today. Yeah, last we checked, it was Crowder on top 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning in that matchup. 9 spot in the order due up for Mineral Area here. That is Cullen Stockley. First pitch from Hoove in there for a strike, and the count's 0-1. The next one from Anthony Hoove. Swung on and tapped toward the third baseman. What weakly hit. Third baseman Smith throws to first and threw it away. Stockley's going to end up at second base on the air. call it a base hit and an error on the play. Kellen Stockley is able to reach. A couple of plays over there by Smith Kemper, where he's had a tough try to get there in time and throw the runner out over at first base. Ryan Bouse was the first when he came around to score on the Strobel triple. And now this time it's Cullen Stockley who's able to get there in time. Infield single and the error by Smith Kemper. So he's at second base, Stockley. And it brings up Chase Erhan on a big chance here for Mineral Area. Chase with a .331 batting average on the season. Pitcher who wants a new baseball and his wish will be granted. Erhan with 23 walks coming into today, 18 stolen bases, and he's added to both of those numbers. So 24-19 now. Five home runs and a .331 batting average at the top of the Mineral Area order. And a big run sitting out at second base for the Cardinals. Pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. So Anthony Hoob has thrown over 80 pitches now. He threw near 30 pitches last inning. He had been cruising along pretty nicely, still taking several pitches to get through innings, but he was mowing down the Cardinal lineup until that fourth. Still, Mineral Area only got the one run. Stranded two base runners in that fourth inning. Mack has stranded four in the game. North Central has left nine aboard. But Mack had first and third with just one down and could not bring another one home in the fourth. That was after Strobel had driven in Bouse with that RBI triple. Check on the runner back at second. Nothing doing there. Stockley is that runner, and the batter, Chase Erhan, with a 1-0 count in his favor. Another long look from Hoove. Here it comes. Swinging a foul back to the screen. 1-1. Mineral Area team batting average of .308. A team batting or on base percentage at .391. Be a good time for their 15th home run of the year, and Chase is sixth right now. Short ports in right field should favor him, 300 feet out there, and instead of that, we're going to see a bunt attempt. He bunted it foul, puts the count at 1-2. We play in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mineral Area getting their run in the fourth. Same for North Central. Now the line scores 1-7-2 North Central. One run on seven hits, two errors. Mineral Area one run on three hits, one error. One ball, two strike count, and the pitch forthcoming from Hoove to Chase Erhan with Stockley out at second base. Hoove making his catcher go through the signs a couple of different times. Finally, Erhan calls time and steps out of the box. This is a seven-inning game. They'll play the nine-inning game up next. Then the same two teams will do the same thing tomorrow afternoon, except be a noon start time tomorrow. 1-2 pitch, swing and a line drive. This is into right field. Coming over the right fielder, gloves it for the out. Stockley tags up, heads to third base, and he'll get there. So it's a productive at-bat from Chase Erhan, moving the runner over. And with one out, the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Good base running by Kellen Stockley. And the batter is the two-hole hitter, Fox. He'll try to do what Mineral Area could not do last inning. Put the ball in play to bring that runner home from third base with less than two down. Fox is 0 for 2 on the day. Struck out and popped up to the third baseman. And before the pitch comes home, we'll see a check on the runner over at third base. Stockley back safely. Well, it's been clear that Hoove has been concerned with the base runners when they've gotten on behind him. He works much slower with runners on base. Most pitchers do. But all the checks and looks has caused these last couple of innings to move by much slower. Blake Jones is going to come over and talk to the home plate umpire about something. They'll have a few words. Nothing volatile, but Blake wants to question something with the home plate umpire, and he's satisfied with what he heard, and he heads back to the dugout now. This baseball game brought to you by New Era Bank in Farmington, Mineral Area College and Park Hills. Crown Collision Center, Farmington, Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve. Mineral Area poised to take the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1 tie and a runner at third base. It was Stockley with an infield hit, reached second base on an error by the third baseman. Here's a called strike, putting the count at 0-1 on Fox. And then Stockley got over to third on the tag up on the fly out to right field off the bat of Chase Erhan. Gives Tim Fox the RBI opportunity where he's going to try to drive in his 18th right here. Can he do it on the 0-1 pitch? Here it comes. Downstairs, swung on and missed. Another good pitch there from Hoove, 0-2. Hoove has definitely been better as slowly as he is working than his numbers coming into today. 1-6 and a 7.93 ERA, but as the season goes along, maybe he's settled in a little bit better. Maybe his numbers were inflated early in the year because that record doesn't represent the pitcher we've seen against this Mineral Area lineup. Time's going to be called. It was the catcher who asked for it. And they'll go through the pitches one more time with each other. Hoove and the catcher, Mengele. Fox is ready to go. Hoove is ready to go. The 0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on, line toward right field, and this ball is caught out in right field. Tagging up Stockley, but he will not come home. Nice play out there by Dean. And that takes the RBI away from Fox. Now two down in the inning. Back-to-back innings where Mineral Area does not get the run home with less than one down. Now it'll take a two-out base hit with that runner at third base. But who else would you rather have right here than Ryan Bouse, who's 1-for-2 with that infield hit his last time? He's also flied out to right. Bouse has driven in 42 on the year. Pitching coach wants to come and talk to Hoove. Hoove approaching 90 pitches now for the game. Wants to get a gauge on how he's feeling right now. In fact, I've got him at 90 pitches for the game, Anthony Hoove. Facing a 1-for-2 Ryan Bouse and a guy who's tore up Region 16 pitching this year. Mineral Area has stranded four base runners today. The all-important go-ahead run 90 feet away over at third. Don't want to leave them over there, though, in back-to-back innings. Give a team like North Central, who struggled in the season, just 8 wins, a chance late in this game to steal one from you early on and dictate the series early on in the series. With two down, Ryan Bouse looking to give Mineral Area the lead. Stockley at third, short lead there. Hoove ready to go, brings home the pitch, and Bouse swings and misses through the breaking ball. Pitch number 91, strike one. 0-1 on Bouse. On deck, Haggerty. Bouse has scored Mineral Area's only run of the game, came in on the triple by Strobel. An 0-1 offering from Anthony Hoove to the plate. Swing and a fly ball. This is toward left center field, but playable. It's shallow coming in the center fielder. Hussey, he gloves it. Out number three. Mineral Area strands its fifth base runner, and for the second straight inning, with less than two down, cannot get a run home from third base. 1-1, we stay tied. Moving to the sixth inning in 1 minute. North Central bats on AM 800 KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
It's MAC Baseball on KREI, and Mineral Area getting all they want from North Central today. They've run into a tough pitcher, and it's a tie game 1-1 as Jeremy Reddick starts his sixth inning of work against Smith Kemper, the third baseman. First pitch to the right-handed hitting third baseman downstairs for ball number one. Kemper, Martina, then Hussey. For the Pirates this inning, 8-9-1 in the order. Here's a swing and a high fly ball into right field. That should be a can of corn, though, for Strobel, and it is. He puts it away. Falls right in the breadbasket for the first out of the sixth. Martina now bats, and Martina is 2-for-2. Brindley Martina playing second base. Bunt single last time. Came around to score North Central's only run. And it was a single into right field the time before that. Well, I said we would play seven innings in game number one here today, but this has been a game where neither team has been able to separate themselves. Could see extra innings. Game also got started 17 minutes late. Does that maybe throw you off a little bit? I wouldn't think it would. 17 minutes, not that big of a deal. Certainly could have been worse, considering the communication mix-up. Could have been a 2 o'clock start time. Ball downstairs puts it at 1-1 right now on Martina, and then he takes this one inside, just inside for ball two. 2-1. Jeremy Redding has more than given his team a chance to win today. By no means has he been perfect, but he's pitched out of some jams. Here's a swing and a ground ball, another weakly hit ball that finds a hole and gets through for a base hit. Most of the base hits for North Central today have been just that. So a single that dribbles into right field, one away. And the batter is Hussey. 1-2. Ground out to short, a walk and a single is his day. Retired for the first time in his last at bat. Once again, Mineral Area shortens up for the double play ball up the middle in the pitch. High and away for ball one. 1-0 on Derek. Second best batting average on the team at .333. Most walks. Tied for the team lead in triples. Dix holds the runner on at first base. He may be a threat to go. Pitch outside for a ball. Showed good speed in that bunt single earlier. Brindley Martina does have 7 steals on the year, which puts him at 2nd on the team. He's 7 of 9 on stolen base attempts. The 2-0 pitch swung on, popped up. It's not going to be in the air very long. Dix is over, and he'll make the play. Didn't have a lot underneath of it, so Dix had to get to the spot, and he was still able to wait on it for about a half a second before he gloved it. It's the 2nd out, and we're down to Dennis Pogue here in the 6th. Dennis Pogue is 1-2. Last time up, he doubled to right. He's also grounded out to the pitcher he sacrificed. Former Farmington Knight stands in with the high black socks on underneath the white pants with the black pinstripes. Runner goes. Here's a swing and a line drive into left field, and it's down. It's a base hit. Runner did not move to third. That ball was right in front of him out there in left field, and Chase Erhan would have gunned him down. So good base running by Martina. And the single puts runners at 1st and 2nd. 9-3, North Central out-hitting Mineral Area in this game. Yet the game is tied because North Central struggled driving them in today. Blake Jones going to make the slow walk out to the pitcher's mound. Will we see him ask for the baseball from Jeremy Redding, or will it just be a gauge of how he's doing? Also a stall tactic, probably to get somebody ready out there in the Mineral Area bullpen. So while Blake talks to Jeremy, it's a brief conversation. Jeremy's apparently said what he needed to stay in the ball game. Blake turns around and heads back to the dugout. We're brought to you by Brad Wooten, Auto Body of Ironton, and Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills. Our player of the game brought to you by Unico Bank. We'll announce that one. Hopefully it'll be a Matt Cardinal we can talk about after a Mineral Area victory. But a little bit of work to do here in the 6th from Jeremy Redding. He is now over 90 pitches in the game. Martinez at 2nd, Pogues at 1st base, and Landon Figg, the ever-dangerous Landon Figg at the plate. A base hit his last time up. He's 1-3. He's the Pirate first baseman. Pitch downstairs for a ball. Catcher cannot locate the ball underneath of him. He finally tracks it down. Nobody moves up. 1-0. One of those empty feelings there for a catcher when the ball scoots underneath of you and you don't know where it's at because it's right under you where you cannot see. Plus, it got kind of buried in the dirt, so it took him a little while to track it down. Here's the 1-0. Good block here on the pitch, low and inside. Good pickup by Bax. It's 2 pitches back-to-back that could have gotten past a less talented defensive catcher, but Bax keeps it in front, and the runners stay put at 1st and 2nd base. 2-0. Jeremy Redding working from the stretch. He'll throw pitch number 94 here in just a moment. Here it comes. Backhanded by Bax, but not going to be called a strike. Ball number 3. Bax had to – he tried to frame it. I think it was obvious that it was a frame job there, and he didn't get the call. And now pitch number 4 of the at-bat is a pitch out. Didn't feel confident in battling back in a 3-0 count with the most dangerous hitter at the plate. So Landon Figg takes the free pass. He's on over at first, and the bases are jacked. And the batter is Vidal. Vidal's put a thorn in the side today. A couple of times he's walked, but he did pop up to the shortstop last time up, and that ended the threat with the bases, or with runners on the corners. So Vidal's 0-for-1. Stefan Vidal hitting .254. First baseman Dick's going to play behind the runner over there. Two down in the top of the sixth inning, a 1-1 ball game. North Central, a chance to jump out in front. But they've been leaving base runners stranded all game long. There's a called strike. Good job by Reddy getting out in front here. 0-1. So Martinez at third, Pogue at second, Figg is at first base. Inning started with Kemper flying out to right. Martinez singled. Hussey popped up to the first baseman. Pogue singled. Figg walked. And this pitch is down low for a ball. Ball two. 2-0. On Stefan Vidal, the DH. Sun continues to beat down at Hal Lowry Field in Park Hills. Reddick looking to finish the sixth inning strong. This could be his last inning. Two balls and one strike as the pitch is up high. Mineral Area's got a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Will we see him this inning? That's the question. Will it be a tie game when we go to the bottom of the sixth? The 2-1 pitch swung on, grounded, foul down the third baseline. Even back up, 2-2. Jeremy Reddick's next offering will be pitch number 100 of the game. And it's going to come in the top of the sixth inning. Reddick goes deep, gives his team a chance. But it doesn't want to be a tough luck loser. Needs to keep Martina over there at third base. And in this inning right here, the 2-2 pitch from Jeremy Reddick after a long look into Logan Bax. Hanging on every pitch, this could be the pitch of the game. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, called strike three. The bases stay loaded as we move to the bottom of the seventh. We stay tied up at one apiece. Mineral Area looks for the lead in 1 minute. It's Mineral Area College Baseball on KREI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Bases were left loaded by the North Central Pirates. They've now stranded 12 in the ballgame. Mineral Area keeps it 1-1 as we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. That very well could have been the last pitch thrown by Jeremy Reddick, and it was a beauty breaking ball that froze the right-handed batter. So numbers on Jeremy Reddick today, 6 innings of work, 9 hits, 1 run, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts. He was not perfect, but the main thing, 1 run allowed today, and he has kept Mineral Area in it. So it's the bottom of the sixth in batting, Haggerty, Strobel, Dix. Haggerty struck out looking his last time up. Anthony Hoove still pitching for the Pirates, and the right-hander winds and delivers one home to Hags. Fastball backs him off a bit inside for ball one. 1-0. Haggerty started the day at .267, but he's 0-for-2. Center fielder slumping a bit toward the end of the year. Struck out looking and grounded out to the shortstop in two previous at-bats. He swings and pops one up here. Left side foul territory. Catcher is over, and did he make the catch? No, he dropped it. Tried to make the basket catch up next to the fence. Rather than getting to the fence and reaching up for it, he let it come down to him, and it came out of the glove. It's a foul ball, 1-1. And Josh Haggerty make him pay for that. See the difference in the two defensive catchers today. And it stands out quite a bit, 1-1. Here it comes, downstairs, 2-1. Anthony Hoove approaching 100 pitches for the day. Haggerty, then Strobel, who has the only RBI for Mineral Area today on that triple, hardest hit ball of the day. Back in the fourth inning, 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball zipped past him. Can't say enough about Anthony Hoove. He's done a great job. Gave you Reddick's numbers. How about Hoove's numbers? 5 innings of work, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. 2-2 the count. And Josh Haggerty looking for his first base hit. Mineral Area has been held to just 3 all game long, and 2 of them questionable infield hits that could have been ruled errors. Called strike 3 there. Back-to-back called strike 3s against Josh Haggerty in consecutive plate appearances. And Strobel will bat with nobody on. 1-for-2 of that RBI triple today is Hayden Strobel. The triple was his last at bat. He's also grounded out to the pitcher on a nice play by Hoove. Mineral Area doesn't score here. We will indeed see the bottom of the seventh inning of this game. Tight breaking ball up high for a ball 1-0. 12 total hits in the game combined. 9 of those by North Central. 1-0. Good pitch there over the outer black. Called strike 1. 1-1. As we await the 1-1 pitch from Hayden Strobel, see if we can't get you some scores from the other Region 16 series going on. Here's the 1-1, swinging a ground ball right side. First baseman gloves it, and he will take it to the bag unassisted, and that goes 3 unassisted. Bad news for Cardinal fans is that St. Louis has taken a big lead over Crowder in the first game of their doubleheader. 7-2 is the score right now. Archers are on top there in the bottom of the sixth inning, so if Mineral Area can't get this one done, it's looking like they could fall to 5 games back of St. Louis. Not the way to start. So Mineral Area needing to find a way to win this one. Here's the pitch downstairs for a ball to Grant Dix. Dix has been on a couple of times with a pair of walks. Counts 1-0. That was pitch number 101 from Hoove. 2 plate appearances, 2 walks today for Grant Dix. Second pitch outside for ball number 2, 2-0. Taking a patient approach to the plate today. Maplewoods and Three Rivers have a good one going. Top of the 7th, Three Rivers on top of Maplewoods, 7-5. Those guys have been back and forth today. Maybe Maplewoods is the team Mineral Area could catch in the region. Downstairs for a ball here. Counts 3-0. Problem is, Maplewoods has already played Mineral Area and taken 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals. St. Louis is really the team you have your sights set on, considering you play them next week and have a chance to pass them head-to-head. 3-0 the count on Grant Dix. Will Hoove walk him for a third time? We've got to wait for him to tie his shoe before he throws his 104th pitch of the day. Anthony Hoove kicks and delivers it. Boy, that looked good, but he called a ball. Ball number four, and Hoove is coming toward the home plate umpire asking where that pitch was. I mean, from here, and I am directly behind home plate, it did look pretty good. I'd say Hoove's got an argument. Maybe a tad inside, I'm not sure. So with 2 outs, Dix is aboard over at first, and the batter is Logan Bax. Bax is over 2 today. Struck out swinging a couple of times. His last at bat, he struck out swinging with a runner at third and less than 2 outs in the inning. That was one he'd like to have back. He can make up for it with a gap shot here. Mineral Area needs the run, and then a 1-2-3 inning in the 7th to send us home happy. Here's a pitch downstairs for a ball. Or at least send us to game 2 happy for the time being. 1-0 the count on Logan Bax. Mac needing a clutch base hit from somebody here in late innings of this ball game. A series that Mineral Area really has no business losing, that's for sure. They've got to at least take 3 out of 4 in this series. If they don't, they'll have nobody to blame but themselves for not being able to host in the Region 16 tournament. Fastball up high for a ball. 2-0. That's 6 straight now that's missed out of the zone from Anthony Hoove, and could we be toward the end of the line here for him? Well over 100 pitches thrown in the game. Not only have the fans filled in behind us here at Hal Lowry Field, but they're bringing lawn chairs out and sitting on the burn beyond right field as well. Great place to come catch a ball game. The 2-0 pitch, low and outside, and it's looking like Hoove has lost all command here. Seven straight out of the zone, 3-0. Brandon Hubbard, the mayor of Bonterre, newly elected. He's here today coaching first base. Mike Overman coaching third base. Blake Jones in the dugout. Hoping his catcher can deliver a big-time base hit. Hoove again requests another baseball. Tell you what, he doesn't do anything in a hurry except throw his fastball. He takes his time, walks slowly back to the mound. We're on his schedule right now on 3-0 with two outs. Logan backs, digs right back in from the left side. Open stance. My guess is he's taken all the way. Seven straight have missed, and Hoove misses on his eighth straight. Backs takes ball number four. Dicks in scoring position down to second. Backs at first, and the batter scheduled to be Will Womble, and it indeed will. Womble's 0 for 2. Grounded out to second and struck out swinging in two at-bats today. Here comes Coach Hillerman, the slow walk out to the pitcher's mound. We could see a new North Central pitcher. We're also going to see a runner for backs over at first base. Lewis comes in to run for him. Lewis with that long stride. Donnie Hillerman, will he ask for the baseball? He will. So who will leave the game? The best he can do is take a no decision. He could be on the hook for a loss if Mineral Area scores a run this inning. We're tied at one apiece, two outs in the bottom of the sixth, and Mineral Area threatens Will Womble at the plate in a 1-1 tie. And we're back in 90 seconds. We'll let you know who the new pitcher is after that on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom vroom mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
This is the Talk of the Parkland, KREI, Farmington. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at MyMoInfo.
New pitcher in the game is another right-hander for North Central, Andrew Fauslin. He is 0-1, 0-1, 26 strikeouts, 18 walks, and a 5.28 ERA on the season. Fauslin is a freshman pitcher, 30 and two-thirds innings of work so far this season. He's making his 13th appearance. He also has a start to his credit this year, and he will face Will Womble with runners at first and second base, two down. Both base runners reaching with two down, so looking for a two-out rally here, Mineral Area. First pitch downstairs and outside for a ball. Good block that time by Mengele. 1-0 on Will Womble, the former Festus Tiger and designated hitter for Mineral Area today. Mineral Area has not led. They trailed 1-0, moving to the bottom of the fourth. They tied it back up. And the fourth and fifth innings had great chances to take the lead, but left runners stranded at third base. Now it's runners at first and second base. Andrew Fauslin, the pitcher, right-hander versus right-hander, going up against Will Womble. Womble takes this one over, but low, 2-0. And dating back to Hoove, that is now 10 straight pitches that have missed. Hoove walked two batters in a row on four, and now the first two cannot find the zone to Will Womble from the new pitcher. The 2-0 offering, instead a check on the runner, back safely at second base, Dix. Dix the runner at second, Lewis the runner at first. He's running for Logan Bax. Outfield straight away, and the infield can take the easy play, so they're pretty well straight up as well. From the stretch, Fausland kicks and delivers it. Oh, that's a generous strike call there. That looked to go outside, but home plate umpire said it caught the corner. 2-1. I mean, Will Wommel, there's not much he's going to do with that pitch. Maybe if he can flip it to right field, but that's a tough strike call to go against Will Wommel. 2-1. Here's the next. Swing and a miss. Good tailing action on that pitch. Maybe the best pitch he's thrown since coming in. 2-2 now. Another big time at bat in this game. Mineral Area has come up empty in the most critical at bats today. How does Will Wommel respond? He gets the start. Rewarded for good production off the bench this season. Now can he reward his head coach with a big base hit to put the Cardinals on top in the bottom of the sixth inning? The 2-2 pitch, he swings and chases one low and outside. The catcher blocked it, has to throw down to first, and he throws it low, but it's dug out of the dirt by Figg. That could have been a big-time mistake, but Mineral Area strands two more base runners, and we're still 1-1. We'll move to the seventh inning in 1 minute. It's Mac Baseball on KRBI.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Well, this game has gone to the bullpens. Both Jeremy Reddick and Anthony Hoove will take no decisions today. Both were fantastic. A 1-1 tie as we move to the seventh inning. The new pitcher will be Brett Mann, another former Farmington High School product. We'll also see a couple of new fielders out there. Hunter Draffin is the new catcher since Logan Bax was pulled. They had Trevor Lewis in right field, but there will be a change as well. Lewis started out there this inning. But then they pulled him back, and Kenton Crawford enters the game at right field. Crawford set the pitch, game number two, and he's going to get in the game in the outfield here on the tail end of game number one. So Crawford and right, Hunter Draffin is the new catcher, and the new pitcher is Brett Mann. Mann throwing his warm-up tosses right now, and here's the throw down to second base. We'll give you some numbers on Brett before the inning officially gets started. Brett is 3-3 on the year, 38 in the third innings of work, and his ERA at 6.34, 32 strikeouts, 27 walks. He'll try to keep it scoreless or keep it 1-1 anyway, throw a scoreless frame and send us to the bottom of the seventh with Mac a chance to walk off a winner. He'll face 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Ruby Angelo Mingelli up first, 0-3 today. The first pitch swung on and driven into center field, a looping base hit, and it is down. Josh Haggerty comes up and gloves it and gets it back in quickly, but a leadoff single from Ruby Angelo Mingelli, and he has 1-for-4. Wasn't a poor pitch there from Brett Mann. But like probably 7 of the 10 hits today from North Central, not hard hit, but it found the right spot. Cameron Dean, 1-for-3. Cameron was out on a ground out to third last time, single to right, and he's flied out to right field as well. Runner on at first base, North Central, looking to grab the lead back. Squaring to bunt is Dean. He pulls the bat back, takes it for a ball. Throw down to first from the catcher, Draffin. Not in time. Hayden Strobel is also the new first baseman, by the way. Hayden Strobel moved from right and is now playing first. Kellen Stockley still at third. Baus and Fox still up the middle at second and short, respectively. Dean squares the bunt again, drops it down the first baseline. Pitcher over to field and makes the play. It's a one unassisted put out. Brett Mann getting there in time. But the sacrifice is good. Mingelli moves up to second. And the batter will be Corbett. Corbett hits in the seven spot. Plays shortstop. Mengele represents the go-ahead run in the top half of the seventh inning. Corbett's 0-for-3, but they're going to hit for him. So Corbett's day is done, and number 20 comes in. Number 20 is Lehman. Zach Lehman, the shortstop, gets his first at-bat of the game. With a runner at second base facing Brett Mann. Mann's got his record at an even 500 right now. Lehman with a .257 batting average and 15 runs batted in this year. A couple of home runs and five doubles. Good weapon off the bench for Coach Johnny Hillerman. Ball one, 1-0. Inning started with a single in the center, then the bunt. Sacrifice moved Mengele over. Mengelini over. There's a called strike, I believe. Or did they call it a ball? It was low. It was ball two. 2-0 the count. The 8-33 North Central Pirates have a chance to take a lead in the top of the seventh against Mineral Area. Swing and a fly ball deep left field. Twisting foul. Chase Erhan a long look, gave it a look, and it was over the wall. Had home run distance, but a good 25, 30 feet foul down there. First strike of the at-bat puts it at 2-1. Well, the first game of this series is any indication. It's North Central's not going to come in here to Park Hills and lay down for Mineral Area. Cardinals are getting all they can handle from these guys. 2-1 the count. Brett Mann brings it home. Ball outside. Between the two teams, there are several former Farmington Knights on the rosters. Dennis Pogue of North Central. Then you got Logan Winder, Brett Mann, Connor Forsyth for the Mineral Area Cardinals. Feel like I'm leaving one out. 3-1 the count. Here it comes to the pinch hitter. And Brett Mann finds the strike zone that time, puts it at 3-2. North Central Pirates out hitting Mineral Area 10-3. One run on 10 hits, two errors by the Pirates. One run on three hits, one error for the Mineral Area Cardinals. Two innings in a row, Mineral Area had the go-ahead run at third base with less than two down, couldn't get him home, and then threatened last inning, couldn't get it done. Swinging a fly ball into left field, and that's where Chase Erhan roams. He'll put it away. That's out number two in the top of the seventh. Brett Mann needs one more out here, and a chance for Mineral Area to walk it off in the bottom half. Smith Kemper at the dish, 1-for-3. South Callaway product. And got the chance to call his state championship game a few years ago against Valley Catholic, in which they beat the Valley Catholic Warriors and won the state title. Hunter Leeper was on that team, a former Mineral Area Cardinal as well. Pitch outside and low for ball number one to him. 1-0. Kemper's the Pirate third baseman. He's got two last names, Smith being the first. Entered the day with a .277 batting average. He swings and loops one into center field. Long run for Josh Haggerty, and he's there and makes the catch. North Central strands another base runner, the 13th of the game, and it's a 1-1 tie. Mineral Area looking to win it when we come back in the bottom of the seventh in 1 minute on AM 800 KREI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throwed roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throwed roll. Hot, gigantic throwed rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
It's MAC Baseball on AM 800 KREI. 1-1 is our score. Great pitch ball game between these two clubs. And the reliever for North Central is back out there for a second inning of work, and that's Fauslin. And Mineral Area looks to win it right here. The Cardinals have Stockley due up, nine-hole hitter, then Erhan, and then Fox. So if Stockley can get on, you're looking at the big bats coming up. Also, Crowder has made a bit of a comeback against St. Louis. 7-5 is the score. They're in the bottom of the seventh. It was 7-2 St. Louis. Now it's 7-5. Crowder's still down by a couple of runs, but that's one to keep an eye on as Mineral Area needs St. Louis to drop some games here toward the end of the season. Cardinals focused on just getting a win in game one right now, though. Cullen Stockley at the plate facing Fauslin, and the pitch is downstairs for a ball. 1-0. Cullen Stockley's 1-for-2. It was an infield base hit last time up. Popped up to the pitcher as well. The 1-0 pitch swung on and stung up the middle toward the center fielder. Center fielder lets it bounce in front of him. It's a leadoff single for Cullen Stockley. Here come the Mineral Area College Cardinals. To the top of the order we go with Chase Erhan. Mineral Area for the fourth inning in this game get their leadoff batter aboard. Can they win a hard-fought one today in game number one? Chase Erhan at the plate 0-for-2. Erhan lined out to right last time, popped up to the shortstop. He walked his first time and stole a base. Here's the pitch to Chase. Down for a ball. 1-0. Fauslin, the pitcher, is 0-1 on the season. Mostly works out of the bullpen, but he's a spot starter for them as well. He does have one start of the year. Check on the runner. Back safely is Cullen Stockley. Erhan at the plate with nobody out and a runner at first. Fox on deck, then Bouse, then Haggerty. Mineral Area tries to get the big bats up this inning. Erhan, he's got a big enough bat. He could win this game in one swing. He swings and grounds it. It's a high chopper over the first baseman's head. Second baseman over. He can't make the play either. Stockley round second. He heads for third base. Runners on the corners. And Mineral Area poised to win it here in the bottom of the seventh. It's going to take some fancy pitching here for North Central to get out of this, but Mineral Area has threatened in each of the last three innings and couldn't get a run home either any of the times. So Stockley down to third. Good base running by him, knowing full well that the ball was going to get past the first baseman. It chopped over his head, and the second baseman almost able to make a play on it deep in the right side of the infield hole, but he couldn't get there either. So the runner at third is Stockley, Erhan at first, and Fox is the batter. And if I'm North Central, I think about just, well, man, that's tough to say you're going to walk Fox and put the bases loaded and get force outs everywhere when you've got Ryan Bouse due up after him. I would almost take my chances and just play the infield in against Fox and then see if you can get him. Then you have the option to walk Bouse with a slumping Haggerty coming up. So that's the way I would approach it. Let's see how Coach Hillerman approaches it here, because I'm not sure I'm putting Ryan Bouse at the dish with the bases loaded, nobody out. I would take my chances with Fox. Nothing against Tim Fox, but Tim's 0-for-3 on the day and just does not quite have the numbers that Bouse does. Lined out to right last time, struck out swinging the second time, popped up the third his first time up there. Strategy being talked right now with Coach Hillerman and Fauslin and the rest of the infield on the hill. Umpire goes out to break all that up, and here's Tim Fox. His first base hit of the day would win it. Stockley at third, Erhan over at first base. Mineral Area now 5 hits in the game. Can they walk it off here in the seventh? Infield's going to play in. And here comes the first one, downstairs for a ball. I want to know, you wonder if Coach Hillerman didn't say, just come out there and go ahead and pitch to him, but don't give in to him here. The catcher steps out in front of the plate. Relays the signs to the pitcher and the rest of the infield. Middle infield drawn in. Corner infielders drawn in. The 1-0 pitch to Fox with runners on the corners and a tie game and nobody down in the bottom of the seventh. It's a fastball. Swung through and missed. The count's 1-1. Kellen Stockley, the base hit to center field. Chase Erhan, the base hit that got through on the right side of the infield. They lead from the corners. Here's the pitch to Fox. Swings and fouls it off. The count's 1-2. Matt Cardinals trying to steal one from a North Central team that came in here and did not back down from the Cardinals today. Here we go, Timmy. The 1-ball, 2-strike count to Tim Fox. Fauslin needs the strikeout here, then he needs the double play. He gets a swing and a pop-up. This is back behind home plate, and it is in playable territory. Basket catch made by the catcher, and the runners stay put at first and third base. So they did just what I thought they would do. They pitched to Tim Fox, and they got the out. Now you've got the option of walking Ryan Bouse, and I think I would do just that. Maple Woods and Three Rivers are all tied up now at 7 apiece. They've gone extra innings. They're in the eighth now. We know Jeffco has already beaten St. Charles in game number one of their series. And last check, it was Crowder trailing St. Louis 7-5, bottom of the seventh in their series. Here's Ryan Bouse. Do they pitch to Ryan Bouse? Here's the first one. Swing and a fly ball. This one's into center field, and Mineralary is going to win this ball game. Back to catch at the center fielder, but the runner Stockley tags up, and he heads home. The walk-off sack fly. Mineralary wins it 2-1, and they take game one of the series. Not the most exciting way to end it on a sack fly, but the way this game was going, we'll take that. The Cardinals move to 24-20, 11-10 in the region, and they're still in the hunt for that four seed. We'll come back in 2 minutes with your post-game wrap-up on AM 800 KRAI.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes the throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich
North
to golden
Central.
Fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Ryan Bouse's 43rd RBI of the season is the winner as Mineral Area walks it off against North Central. Tough game, but the Cardinals get one run in the bottom of the seventh and one run in the fourth to win the game 2-1. Bouse with the RBI on the sack fly. The other RBI came from Hayden Strobel on a triple. He hit his 15th RBI of the year. So the Cardinals get to 24-20 on the season. And now 11-10 in the region. Still awaiting a final score from the Crowder-St. Louis contest. But last we checked, St. Louis was on top 7-5 going into the bottom of the seventh. Crowder was the home team. So we'll see if Crowder's able to come back. If not, the standings will stay where they are with Mineral Area trailing by 4 games to the Archers. Right now, Mike Overman is set to join us. Mineral Area College assistant baseball coach and hitting coach. The Cardinals win it again today. Final score was 2-1, walk-off sack fly RBI from Ryan Bouse. Coach Overman, congratulations. Hard-fought win today.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it, man.
Ryan Bouse, were you surprised that they pitched to him there with runners at the corners? There was a base open. They could have gone past him. Haggerty was struggling a little bit. I was a little surprised that they didn't go ahead and walk him. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it was a little bit surprising. I think if Chase would have gotten a stolen base there and first base would have been open, I think they would have for sure. But with a runner at first base, I guess they elected to go ahead and pitch to him and see what happens. So.
Hoping they could get the double play. I didn't have a problem with them going ahead and pitching to Fox because you don't want to face Ryan Bouse in that situation, I thought. And they pitched to Fox and they got him out, but Bouse comes up big. But this was a lot tougher than maybe some anticipated it to be. But you can never just count on wins just because a team is struggling coming in.
No, I mean, that kid's a good arm, the kid that started for them. I think Crowder beat him 3-1, and Crowder has a really nice offensive team. And I know he's thrown some other really good games this year, and he definitely had it going in this game against us. He had us off balance, changed speeds really well, got ahead, kind of got in a rhythm, and he was definitely giving us fits there. And then we got into the bullpen, and we're able to do a little bit of damage.
North Central struggled to bring runs home. They stranded 13 base runners today. You know, some of that's on them, but a lot of that's on your pitchers as well, getting out of trouble. I'm sure you're proud that you were able to get out of all those jams today.
Yeah, I mean, it got dicey. There's several different innings. It seemed like innings probably 1 through 4, I think, that there were runners on base every inning.
Yeah.
They left them loaded one inning. But hats off to Jeremy there. Reddick did a really, really nice job of working out of jams when he needed to and making big pitches when he needed to.
He didn't get the win, but he sure kept you in the ball game today and gave your team a chance to win. And that last pitch he threw was the strikeout pitch that ended the threat, I guess, in the sixth inning. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was a really, really good breaking ball. I caught him looking on the outside part of the plate, and Jeremy's thrown so many big games for us since he's been here in the 2 years he's been here, and we really know what we're going to get out of him every time he steps on the rubber, and today was no different. He's got the right mentality. Even though he did give up several hits, I didn't even know where his line was. I'm thinking probably 8 or 9 at least hits. He was able to do a really, really nice job and get out of trouble.
Ryan Ballas had the game-winning RBI, but the big at-bat probably came in that fourth inning with Hayden Strobel getting the triple that got you on the board in that fourth. How big was that?
That was huge because they had just taken the lead in the top of the fourth and gotten a little bit of momentum. And then we were fortunate enough to get a guy on base. And then, like you said, Hayden, actually, I think that we – I think he was no-hitting us before that inning. And then
he was, yeah.
Ryan Bouts hit a little dribbler up the line, beat it out, and then Hayden plugs a gap in right center and ties the game. Unfortunately, we couldn't get him in after that, but it was definitely a big hit in the game because they were definitely taking some momentum there.
Much-needed win. Last I checked, Crowder was beating – or flip that. St. Louis was beating Crowder 7-5. They were going to the bottom of the seventh inning there. So it was big for nothing else, at least to keep pace and,
sure,
and keep it close here in these final Region 16 games.
Yeah, I know they've got 4 this weekend, and they're all at Crowder, so it'll be interesting to see how that series goes. I haven't really checked on any other scores from the weekend, but yeah, I mean, anytime you're winning games in Region 16, they're good wins, and these games are no different. So.
Jeffco won big over St. Charles in Game 1, and the Three Rivers Maplewoods first game was going into extra inning. They were tied at 7 apiece, and I'm sure it wouldn't hurt your feelings to see Maplewoods lose either because you're chasing
sure,
them.
Yeah, it sure wouldn't. And that just goes to show you, I mean, there's a lot of close games being played every weekend in Region 16, and not a whole lot of easy days, that's for sure. Everybody's usually at the top of their game once Region play starts.
Game number 2, is it going to be Kenton Crawford for you today?
Yeah, Crawford's okay. Got game 2. Done a really nice job for us since he started pitching about halfway through. So we expect him to give us a really good ball game.
And you need these next 3?
Do. Yes, we do.
Coach, we appreciate it. Congratulations on that one. Good luck in game 2.
Glenn, thanks.
Thank you. Mike Overman here on KREI. Mac wins it 2-1. Walk-off sack fly from Ryan Ballas today. We'll come back in 2 minutes. We'll give you the final wrap-up. We'll give you the post-game stats and all that when we return from Hal Lowry Field on AM 800 KREI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More Mouse, what are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Yeah, it is.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork. Do your repair quickly and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Final score from Hal Lowry Field is Mineral Area 2 and North Central 1. Mineral Area wins this one, first game of their series against North Central, despite being out hit 10-5. Final line score for North Central, one run on 10 hits, two errors. Mineral Area, two runs on five hits and one error in the game. And we do have a final score from the St. Louis and Crowder game. It looks like Crowder has come back to defeat St. Louis. 8-7 is the final score. So Crowder gets the win. That means Mineral Area gained a game on the St. Louis Archers, now just three back for that four spot inside Region 16. That is very good that Crowder was able to come back there. Also, it looks like the Maplewoods Monarchs have defeated the Three Rivers Raiders 8-7. That is a final score. So we don't gain anything on Maplewoods, but the team you really needed to gain ground on was St. Louis, and they will, at least after one game of today's doubleheaders. Mac now three games out. So that's great news. Let's give you the stats. Chase Erhan from Mineral Area, 1-for-3 today with a walk. Tim Fox was 0-for-4 with a strikeout. Ryan Bouse, 1-for-3 with a game-winning RBI on the sack fly. He also scored a run. Josh Haggerty, 0-for-3. Hayden Strobel was 1-for-3 with the RBI triple. Grant Dix was 0-for-0 with three walks today. Logan Bax, 0-for-2 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. Will Womble, 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Cullen Stockley, 2-for-3 with a run scored and a couple of strikeouts. A big base hit there in the seventh to get on base, so he could come around and score the game-winning run. And then Trevor Lewis got in the game but did not hit. And same thing for Kenton Crawford, got in the game but did not hit, playing right field. On the North Central side, Hussey with a 1-for-3 day with an RBI and a walk. Pogue was 2-for-3. The former Farmington Knight came in, got a couple of base hits. Fig with a 1-for-3 day and a walk. Vidal 0-for-2 with a couple of walks. Mingelli with a 1-for-4 afternoon and a strikeout. Dean was 1-for-3. Corbett was 0-for-3. Lehman pinch hit, was 0-for-1. He took over catching that last inning. Kemper was 1-for-4. And how about Martina? He was 3-for-3 with a run scored on the day. Extra base hits, Pogue with the double. That was all for North Central. And the triple from Strobel was all extra base hit-wise for Mineral Area. Reddick takes a no decision, but he was very good. Six innings of work, nine hits, one run. It was earned, four walks and two strikeouts. Brett Mann comes in and gets the win, moves to 4-3. He pitched an inning and gave up one hit. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Mann threw 11 pitches, 6 for strikes. Reddick threw 100 pitches, 58 for strikes. The losing side, North Central's Hoove, he was very, very good and kept Mineral Area off balance. Went 5 2/3, gave up 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 5 walks and 6 strikeouts. He takes a no decision. Fausselin takes the loss. He's now 0-2. 1 inning of work, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned and a strikeout. Fausselin threw 17 pitches, 10 for strikes. Hoove threw 108 pitches, 68 of them were for strikes. Mineral Area strands 7 base runners today. Certainly couldn't get runners in those 4th, 5th, and 6th innings with chances to do so, but they did get it home in that 7th inning. North Central stranded 13 base runners, twice left the bases loaded, and Mineral Area only was able to get a 1-2-3 inning one time, and that was in the 5th, but they got the job done. They survived a game 1 scare and win it 2-1. And now it's time to announce our Unico Bank player of the game, and it's going to be hard to pick one here today with the Hayden Strobel triple, Cullen Stockley setting the table, and Jeremy Reddick doing a great job pitching. So I'm going to go with all 3 of those guys today. Actually, we'll go with 4 because of the game-winning RBI sack fly from Bouse. So co-players of the game, we'll go Bouse, we'll go Stockley, we'll go Strobel, and we'll go starting pitcher Jeremy Reddick, despite his no decision today. Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Final score in game number 1, 2-1. Mineral Area wins and gains a game on St. Louis, who loses a 7-2 lead to Crowder and falls 8-7 to the Rough Riders today. They'll play game number 2 later on. Mineral Area and North Central will play game number 2 later on, and then the series will finish out tomorrow for both of those two games. We will not have the broadcast, however. We're done for the weekend. We'll be back next weekend for the St. Louis Series opener, and that'll be right back here at Hal Lowry Field on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Blake Jones for the pregame thoughts, Mike Overman for the postgame thoughts, Christian Cooper back at the radio station, engineering and operating and doing a great job there. And thank you for listening, and come on out and join us for game number two here at Hal Lowry Field. It's a beautiful day for some junior college baseball. Until next time, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Enjoy the rest of this weekend.
Hi, I'm Bryce Sechrist of the law firm of Williams & Sechrist at Park Hills. We're a local firm, and our attorneys grew up in the area, and we know our clients. We represent clients in many types of law, from family, criminal, bankruptcy, to estate planning. Whatever your legal need, call us at 431-5592. Our firm is a proud supporter of Mineral Area College Athletics.
Call the law firm of Williams & Sechrist in Park Hills for all your legal needs. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important one and should not be based solely on advertising.